जयं श्रीपाद ब्रह्मंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान अभयचरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जयं नित्रिला प्रविष्ट विशुपाद ब्रह्मंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविनाथ श्याम राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मधुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगमाई की यमुना माई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद नमः विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रजारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टां साविदां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांबिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सहग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं वरिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदां सहगण ललितां श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रजारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने श्री वर्षभानवि देवी दैदाय कृपाब्दये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञानं दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्ज्वल प्रेमाद्या श्रीरूपानुगभक्तिदा श्रीगौरकरुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणि श्रीमूर्तये दीनदारिणे रूपानुगविरुद्धावसिद्धान्तद्वन्द्वहारिणे नमो गविरकिशोराय साक्षाद् वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्बरसाम्बोधे पदाम्बुजाय ते नमः नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपनोगवराय ते गौरावीर्भवभूमिस्तु निर्दिष्टा सज्जन प्रिय वैष्णवा सर्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशात्विकं हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगल्पदे गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमोऽस्तुते सुरतो पाङ्गोर्मम मन्दमतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्वदाम्भोजौ राधा मदनमोहनौ ृंदारण्यकल्पद्रुमाद श्रीमन्दरत्नाकर सिंहासनस्थो श्रीराधा शील गोविंद देवौ प्रेष्टालभिः सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि रासरसारम्भी वंशी वटतटस्थिता कर्षन् वेणुस्वनिर्गोपैर्गोपीनाथा श्रियस्तु न तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गीराभे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭോ നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതം ഭഗവതം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണി ഭഗവതീമഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബത്വാമനുസന്ദതാമി ഭഗവദ്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ ഫുല്ലാരവിന്ദായത പത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്ന പാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേത്രൈകബാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമാം സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുർഗാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സ സുധീർഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവ സുതം ദേവം കംസചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണലടാജയദ്രഥ ജലാ ഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണ ഘോരമകരാ ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദി കൈവർത്തക കേശവ പാരാശര്യവജസരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകലേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഹപ്രേപീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാത് ഭാരതപങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രഥുംസിനശ്രേയസേ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാദമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാവരുണേന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുദസ്ത്വന്വന്തി ദിവ്യൈസ്തവൈർവേദൈർസംഗപദൈർക്രമോപനിഷദൈർഗായന്തിയം സാമഗാഃ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിതദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ fifth canto, what we are discussing now. Initially, Shuga Brahmarshi spoke about the middle planetary system, that means the Jambudvipam and all the Varshas around and the islands, Plaksham, Shalmali, Kranjam, Pushkaram, so many names mentioned there in the Bhagavadam. Afterwards, he told us about the higher planetary systems which we have discussed last 22nd and 23rd chapter, and at the end he mentioned about the that this higher planetary system is also based on the Dhruva's planet, because Dhruva's planet, he mentions there that although 5-year-old boy, he was, Krishna has rewarded him that so many stars and planets surrounding his planet, Dhruva's planet. And similarly, there are several other solar systems that exist, and a cluster of different stars and Milky Ways and so many other things. And the jokingly, Shubha Maharshi says that it appears as to this 5-year-old child has been given so many toys to play with, looking at all the planetary systems on the top. So, There is one thing mentioned there called Shaishumaram. You can see there in the fifth canto. That is in the chapter, 23rd chapter. Shaishumara Samstavarnanam. It's called Shishumara Samstavarnanam. That is the 23rd chapter. At the end he says, Grahakshadara Mayamadi Devigam പാപാപഹം അന്തർകൃതാം ത്രികാലം നമസ്യത സ്മരതോ വാ ത്രികാലം നശ്യേത തൽക്കാലജമാശു പാപം. The last verse in that chapter, he says there that like a Shishumara Murti, Murti means that Shishumara Murti is like this, that it's like a crocodile. If you look at that 23rd chapter in the 5th verse, you will see mentions there what it means. That Yasya Pucha Agre Avakshirasa കുണ്ടലീഭൂതദേഹസ്യ ധ്രുവ ഉപകൽപ്പിതസ്ഥസ്യ അലാംഗുലേ പ്രജാപതി അഗ്നി ഇന്ദ്രോ ധർമ്മ ഇതി പുച്ഛമൂലേ ധാതാ വിധാതാ ച കട്ട്യാം സപ്തർഷയഃ തസ്യ ദക്ഷിണാവർത്ത കുണ്ടലീഭൂത ശരീരസ്യ യാന്യുതഗായനാനി ദക്ഷിണഭാഷേതു നക്ഷത്രാണി ഉപകൽപ്പയന്തി ദക്ഷിണായനാനി തു സവ്യേ യഥാ ശിശുമാരസ്യ കുണ്ടലാഭോഗ സന്നിവേശസ്യ പാർശ്വയോരുഭയോരപ്യവയവ സമസംഖ്യ ഭവന്തി പൃഷ്ടേ ത്വജവീധി ആകാശ് ഗംഗ ചോദരത. സോ ദ ശിശുമാരമൂർത്തി, ഇഫ് യു കൺസിഡർ ദിസ് ആസ് എ ക്രോക്കഡൈൽ, ഹൗ ഇസ് ദ പൊസിഷൻ? ദാറ്റ് ഇഫ് യു ഹോൾ പ്ലാനറ്ററി സിസ്റ്റംസ് ജ്യോതിർഗോളം ഓൾ ഓഫ് ദം, ഇഫ് യു കൺസിഡർ ഇറ്റ് ലൈക്ക് ആസ് എ ശിശുമാരമൂർത്തി, ദൻ ദി ധ്രുവസ് പ്ലാനറ്റ് ഈസ് അറ്റ് ദറ്റ് ദി ടിപ്പ് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് tail of this crocodile. Then near its front legs and the backward rear legs, and at the top of, and closer to its neck, and the Shishumaramurti, this crocodile is lying in such a way as though it has turned its head towards the tail to bite the tail in such a way. That is how it is positioned. And if you consider that these different planetary systems present in each of the limbs of this crocodile, it is an information that in a way Shugabrahmarshi is seeing this in this pattern. That is how he is comparing that to a crocodile which has turned its head towards the tail. In such a way it's lying like that, the whole planetary systems there. And after this, it is Shugabrahmarshi's way of saying things like that. He likes to present in his own way of how he is seeing it. And then after that, he is going to talk about now all the planetary systems and the lower planetary systems. First he spoke about the middle planetary system, then he went to the higher planetary system and spoke about all the planets there, and now he is going to talk about the lower planetary systems. And there, the lower planets where Lord Sankarsana Balaram is the authority there, and those discussions are in the next two chapters, 24 and 25. We'll read that and then we'll discuss that. They are called Bilasurgam means those planets, low planetary systems. And Shridhara Swami mentions here, evam tribirdyu maryada palanam varnidam tatha ado bhuvana maryada palanam tribhirucchate. From three chapters and previously, 21, 22 and 23, the setup of the higher planets were spoken, and now in three chapters the setup of the lower planets is going to be spoken. Chaturvimshe avairavak surbhanuadi sthiti kramal adaladi bilaswargam maryada saptavarnita. Below the sun planet there is also the planet Rahu and all the planets of the siddhas. That means perfection, mystically perfect personalities, mystic yogis, siddhis, and their planets. And there are seven planetary systems: Atalam, Vidalam, Sudalam, Taladalam, Rasadalam, Padalam. Seven planetary systems below the earthly planets, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ టోకన్ ఇన్ ది స్పోకన్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ చాప్టర్ చతుర్వింశతితమో అధ్యాయ శ్రీ శుగవాచ అతస్థాల్ సర్విదిరోజనాయుదే సుర్భానుర్నక్షత్రవచ్చరదీత్యేగం యోసావమరత్వం గ్రహత్వం చాలపద భగవద నిగంభయా స్వయమసురావసదాః సంహియేయో అదర్హస్తస్య రాజజన్మని కర్మాణి చోజరిష్ట్వా ద్వక్ష్యామ యదస్మరస్మరస్సరణేర్మండలం ప్రదవత్తస్తస్త్విరస్తరదో యోజనాయుదమాచక్షదే ద్వాదశ సహస్రం సోమస్య త్రయోదశ సహస్రం రాహోజే పర్వణి తద్వ్యవధాన కృద్వై అనుబంధ సూర్యాచంద్రమసావభిదావతి తన్నిశమ్యోభయత్రా విభగవదారక్షణయా ప్రయుక్తం సుదర్శనం నామ భగవదం భాగవతం దాయితమస్త్రం తత్తేజసా దుర్విషహం మహు పరివర్తమానమభ్యవస్థితో ముహూర్తద్విజమాన చకిత హృదయ ఆరాదేవ నివర్తతే తదుపరాగమితి వదంతి లోకాః తథో అధస్థల్సా సిద్ధచారణ విద్యాధరాణం సదనాని దావన్మాత్రమేవ తథోదస్థాధ్యక్షరక్ష పిశాచ ప్రేతభూతగణానం విహారాజీరమంతరిక్షం యావద్వాయు ప్రవాది యావన్మేఘాముపలభ్యందే తథోదస్థాచ్చతయోజనాంతరమియం పృథివీ యావద్ధం సభాసశ్యేన సువర్ణాదయం పదత్రిప్రవర ఉల్ప్రదతి ప్రదందీతి ఉపవర్ణితం భూమర్యాధా సన్నివేశావస్థానమేరప్యర్థస్థాల్ సప్తభూ వివరామేకైకశో యోజనా విదాంత విదాంతరేణాయామ విస్తారేణ ఉపక్లుప్తమతలం విదలం సుదలం తలాదలం మహాతలం రసాదలం పాతాళమిది ఏదేషు హీబిల సర్గేషు సుర్గాద పదియకామ భోగ ఐశ్వర్యానంద భూది విభూతిభి సుసమృద్ధభవనోద్యాన క్రీడ విహారేషు దైత్యదానవగాద్రవేయ నిత్యము ప్రముదిదాని రక్తకళత్రాపత్యబంధ సుహృదనుచరాం గృహమయమీశ్వరాదప్యపదీహతకామం మాయా వినోదా నివసంది యేషు మహారాజామయేన మాయా వినా నిర్మితా పురో నానామణి ప్రవర ప్రవేగ విరిత విచిత్ర భవన ప్రాకార గోపుర సభా చైత్య చత్వారాయ చతురాయనాదిభిర్నాగాస నాగాసుర మిథున పారావత శుక సారిగా కీర్ణ కృత్రిమమ భూమ భూమాభూరేశ్వర గృహోత్తమై సమలం వృదాశ్చకాసది ఉద్యానాని చాతితరం మనమిందయానందవి కుసుమ ఫల స్తవకసుభిసలయావనరుచిర విడవ విడవినాం లతాంగాలింగితానాం శ్రీభి సమిథును వివిధ విహంగమల విహంగమజలాశయానాం అమలజలపూర్ణానాం జషగల్లోలంఘనాం క్షుభిత నీరనీరజం కుముద కువలయల్కాహార కల్హార నీలోత్పల లోహిత శతవత్రాదివనేషు కృత నివేదనామేక విహారాకుల మధుర వివిధస్వనాదివి ఇంద్రియోత్సవై అమరరుపలక్ష్యతే యత్ర హి మహాహి ప్రవర శిరోమణే సర్వం తమ ప్రభాతందే నవాయేషు వసతం దివ్య ఔషధి రసరసాయన అన్నవాన స్నానాధిరాధయో వ్యాధయో బలీబలిజరాధయశ్చ దేహ వైవర్ణ్య దౌర్గంధ స్వేద క్లమగానిది క్లమగ్లానిది వయో అవస్థాశ్చ భవంది నహి దేశాం కళ్యాణానాం ప్రభవతి కుతశ్చనం మృత్యుర్వినా భగత్ భగవతేజస్ చక్రాపదేశాల్ యస్మిన్ ప్రవిష్టే అసురవధూనాం ప్రాయ పుంసవనాని భయాదేవ స్రవంతి పతంతి చ అథాతలే మయపుత్రాసురో బలో నివసతి యేన హవా ఇహ సృష్ట శర్ణవతిర్మాయా కాశ్చనాద్యాపి మయా వినో ధారయంతి యస్య జృంభమానస్య ముఖదస్త్రయ స్త్రీగణాముదపద్యంత స్వైరిణ్య కామిన్య పుంశల్యమిది యా వై బిలాయనం ప్రవిష్టం పురుషం రసేన హాటకాఖ్యేన సాధయిత్వా సువిలాసావలోకం నానురాగస్మిత సల్లాపోపగూహనాదిభి స్వైరం గిలరమయంతి యస్మిన్నుపయుక్తే పురుష ఈశ్వరోహం సిద్ధోహమిత్యైద మహాగజబలమాత్మానమభిమన్యమానం కథతే మథకాంతమివ తథోదస్థాద్విదలే హరో భగవాన్ హాడకేశుర సుభాషదభూతగణావృతం ప్రజాపతి సర్గోపబ్రహ్మణాయ భవో భవాన్యాం సహ మిథునీభూతమాస్తే యద ప్రవృత్తా సలిల్ ప్రవరా హాడకీ నామ భవయో వీర్యేణ యత్ర చిత్రవాయుర్మాదరిష్వనాం సమిధ్యమానమోజసా పిబంది త్వన్నిష్ఠూతం హాటగాఖ్యం సువర్ణం భూషణానేన సురేంద్రావరోధేషు పురుషా సహపురుషభిర్ధారయంతి తథో అధస్థల్సా సుదలే ఉదారశ్రవం పుణ్యశ్లోకం విరోజనాల్పజోబలిర్భగవదా మహేంద్రస్య ప్రియం చికీర్షమాణేనాదిర్లబ్ధగాయో భూత్వా వడువామన రూపేణ పరాక్షిప్తలోకత్రయో భగవదనుగంభయైవ పునఃప్రవేశితమింద్రాదిషు అవిద్యమానయా సుసమర్థయా శ్రియాది జుష్టం സ്വധർമ്മണേരാധയം സ്തമേവ ഭഗവമാരാധനീയമപഗതസാധ്വസ ആസ്തേധുനാഭി നോ ഏവൈതൽ സാക്ഷാത്കാരോ ഭുവിദാനസ യത്തൽ ഭഗവത്യ ശേഷജീവനികായാനം ജീവഭൂതാത്മഭൂതേ പരമാത്മനി വാസുദേവേ തീർത്ഥതമേ പാർത്ഥ ഉപപന്നേ പരയാ ശ്രദ്ധയാ പരമാദര സമാഹിത മനസാ സമ്പ്രതിപാദിതസ്യ സാക്ഷാദവവർഗദ്വാരസ്യ യദ്ബിലനിലയ ഐശ്വര്യം യസ്യ ഹവാവ ക്ഷുതപതന പ്രസ്ഖലനാദിഷു വിവശസഗ്രന്നാമിഗ്നൻ പുരുഷ കർമ്മബന്ധന മഞ്ജസാ വിധുനോതി യസ്യ ഹൈവ പ്രതിപാദനം മുക്ഷോ വന്യദൈവോ ഫലബന്ധേ തൽഭക്താനാമാത്മവതാ സർവേഷാമാത്മന്യാത്മതമാത്മതയൈവ നവൈ ഭഗവാൻ നൂനമഹുഷ്യാനുജഗ്രാഹ യദുവാം യദുവപുനരാത്മാനുസ്മൃതിമോഷണം മായാമയ ഭോഗൈശ്വരമേവാ തനുദേതി യത്തൽ ഭഗവതാവതി ഭഗവതാനധികതാന്യോവായേന യാഞ്ചാലയോപഹൃതസ്വശീരാവശേഷിത ലോകത്രയോ വരുണവാശൈശ്ച സമ്പ്രതി മുക്തോ ഗിരിധര്യാഞ്ചാവവിധമിതി ഹോവാച നൂനംഭൃതായാം ഭഗവാൻ അർത്ഥേഷു ന നിഷ്ണാതോ യോ സാവിന്ദ്രോ യസ സജീവോ മന്ത്രായ വൃതമേകാന്തതോ ബൃഹസ്പതിസ്തമതിഹായം സോപേന്ദ്രാണാത്മാനമയാ ജദാത്മനശ്ചാശിഷോനോ ഏവ തദ്ദസ്യമതിഗംഭീരവയസകാലസ്യ മന്യന്തരിപരിവൃത്തം കിയല്ലോകത്രയമിതം യസ്യാനുദാസ്യമേവസ്മൽപിതാമഹഖിലവം വവ്രേ നദു സുപിത്രം യദുദാഹുതോഭയം പദം ദീയമാനം ഭഗവത പരമിതി ഭഗവതോ വരദേ ഖലു സുപിതരി തസ്യ മഹാനുഭാവസ്യാനുപതമർജിതകഷായ കോവാസ്തദ്വിദ പരിഹീന ഭഗവദനുഗ്രഹം ഉപജിഗമിഷതീതി തസ്യാനുചരനുപരിഷ്ടാദ്വിസ്തരിഷ്യതേ നിജനാനുഗമ്യത ഹൃദയോ യേനാങ്കുഷ്ഠേന പദാ ദശകന്ധരോ യോജനായുധായുധം ദിഗ്വിജയം ഉച്ചാടിത തഥോതസ്താത്തലാതലേ മയോ നാമ ദാനവേന്ദ്രസ്ത്രീ പുരാധിപതിർഭഗവതാം പുരാരീണാം ത്രിലോകീഷാം ചികീർഷൂണാം നിർദ്ധഗ്ധസ്തു പുരത്രയസ്ഥൽ പ്രസാദ ലബ്ധപദോമായ വിനാമാചാര്യോ മഹാദേവേന പരിരക്ഷിതോ വികത സുദർശനഭയോ മഹീയത്തെ തഥോ അധസ്താൻ മഹാദലേ കാദ്രവേയാണം സർപ്പാണം നൈകശിരസാ ക്രോധ വശോ നാമ ഗണകുഹകദക്ഷക കാളിയ സുഷേണാദി പ്രധാന മഹാഭോഗവന്ത പദത്രിഭോരാജ പദത്രിരാജാധിപതി പുരുഷവാഹദാൻ അവനവരത മുദ്ജമാനം സുകളത്രാപത്യ സുഹൃൽ കുടുംബ സംഗേന ക്വചിൽ പ്രമത്താ വിഹരന്തി തഥോ അധസ്താദ്രസാദലേ ദൈതേയോ ദാനവാപണയോ നമ നിവാതകവചാകാലയ ഹിരണ്യപുരവാസിനാം ഇതി വിവിധ പ്രത്യനീകാം ഉൽപ്പത്യ മഹൗജസ മഹാസഹന്നിനോ ഭഗവത സകലലോകാനുഭവസ്യ ഹരേരൈവ തേജസാ പ്രതിഹത ബലാവലേവാഭിലേഷ ഇവ വസന്തി ഏവൈ സ്വരമേയന്ദ്രദൂത്യ വാഗ്ഭിർമന്ത്രവർണ്ണാഭിരീന്ദ്ര അൽപിപ്യതി തഥോ അധസ്താൽ പാതാളേ നാഗലോകപദയോ വാസുകി പ്രമുഖ ശംഖകലിമഹാശംഖശ്വേതധനഞ്ജയ ധൃതരാഷ്ട്ര ശംഖചൂടകമ്പല അശ്വതരദേവ ദത്താദയോ മഹാഭോഗിനോ മഹാമർഷാ നിവസന്തി യേഷാമഹവൈ പഞ്ചസപ്തദശശതസഹസ്രശീർഷാണാം ഫണാസു വിരചിതാ മഹാമണയോ രോജിഷ്ണോ പാതാളവിവരമതിവിരനികരം സ്വരോജിഷാ വിധമന്തി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം പഞ്ചമസ്കന്ധേ രാഹുവാദിസ്ഥിതി ബലസ്വർഗാര്യാദാരൂപണം നിരൂപണം നാമ ചതുർവിംശതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ചാപ്റ്റർ 25 പഞ്ചവിംശതോസ്തസ്ത അതിശേഷസ്യ സംസ്ഥിതിം സംജിഹീർഷോരിതം കാലേ എത്ര രുദ്രസമുത്ഭവാം അറ്റ് ദി ബോട്ടം ഓഫ് ദി പാതാളം പ്ലാനറ്റ്സ് ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് ദ ലോവർ പ്ലാനറ്ററി സിസ്റ്റംസ് ആൻഡ് ഔട്ട് ദി ബോട്ടം ഓഫ് ഓൾ ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ദി പാതാളലോകം. And there Adishesha is present, Balram. And at the time of devastation, Adishesha are born Ekadasha Rudras, the 11 Rudras, who are responsible for the devastations. All that is spoken in this chapter. ശ്രീ ശുഗോവാച തസ്യ മൂലദേശേ ത്രിംശത് യോജന സഹസ്രാന്തരവാസ്തേ യാവൈ കലാ ഭഗവതസ്താമസി സമാഖ്യാദാനന്ദമിതി സാത്വദീയാദൃഷ്ടദൃശ്യയോഃ സംഘർഷണമഹമിത്യ വിഭാനലക്ഷണം യം സംഘർഷണമിത്യാചക്ഷതേ യസ്യേദം ക്ഷിതിമണ്ഡലം ഭഗവന്തോ അനന്തമൂർത്തേ സഹസ്രശിരസ ഏകസ്മിന്നേവ ശീർഷണിദ്രിയമാണം സിദ്ധാർത്ഥമിവ ലക്ഷ്യതേ യസ്യ ഹവാ ഇതം കാലീനോ അപസഞ്ചിഹീർഷിതോ അമർഷോ വിരചിത രുചിരഭ്രമത് ഭ്രുവരന്തരേണ സംഘർഷണോ നാമ രുദ്രമേകാദശ വ്യൂഹസ്ത്രക്ഷസ്രിഷികം ശൂലമത്തം ഭയനുദതിഷ്ടൽ യസ്യ അംഗികമലയുഗളാരുണ വിശദനഖമണി ഷണ്ഡമണ്ഡലേഷ്വഹിവതയാ സഹ സാത്വദർശവേ ഏകാന്തഭക്തിയോഗേനാവനവന്തം സ്വവദനാനി പരിസ്ഫുരൽ കുണ്ഡല പ്രഭാമണ്ഡിതകണ്ഠസ്ഥലാന്യതി മനോഹരാണി പ്രമുദിത മനസഖലു വിലോകയന്തി
യസ്യൈവഹി നാഗരാജകുമാര്യമാശിഷ ആശാസാനാംശാം വൃംഗവലയ വിലസിത വിശദ വിപുല ധവള സുഭക രുചിര ഭുജരജസ്തംഭേഷ്വഗുരു ചന്ദന കുങ്കുമ പങ്കാനുലേപനാവലിസ്തമാനാം സദ്വിമർശനോന്മതിത ഹൃദയമകരധ്വജാവേശം രുചിര ലുലിതസ്മിതാസ്തനുരാഗമതമതിതമത വികൂർണിത അരുണ കരുണാവലോക നയനവദനാരവിന്ദം സംപ്രീഡം കില വിലോകയന്തി സ ഏവ ഭഗവാനന്ദോ അനന്തഗുണാർണവം ആദിദേവ ഉപസംഹൃത അമർഷരോഷവേഗോ ലോകാനാം സ്വസ്തയമാസ്തേയം ധ്യായമാനസുരാസുരോര ഉരക സിദ്ധഗന്ധർവ വിദ്യാധര മുനിഗണൈ അനവരതമതമുദിത വികൃത വിഹ്വലലോചന സുലളിതമൂരികാമൃതേനാപ്യായമാനം സുഭാഷത വിഭുതയുഗപതീനാം അമരി അപരിപ്ലാനരാഗനവ തുളസികാധാം തുളസികാമോദമധ്വാസവേന മാദ്യൻ മധുകരാവ്രാതമധുരഗീതശ്രിയം വജയന്തീം സ്വാം വനമാലാം നീലവാസാം ഏകകുണ്ടലോ ഹലകുകുധി കൃതസുഭക സുന്ദരഭ്യജോ ഭഗവാൻ മഹേന്ദ്രോ വാരണേന്ദ്രമിവ കാഞ്ചനീ കുക്ഷാ മുദാരലീലോഭിവർത്തി എഷ ഏവ മനുഷ്യതോ ധ്യായമാനോ മുമുക്ഷൂണാം അനാദികാല കർമ്മവാസനാഗ്രഥിതം അവിദ്യാമയം ഹൃദയഗ്രന്ഥിം സത്വരജസ്തമോമയം അന്തർഹൃദയം ഗതമശു നിർഭിന്നത്തി തസ്യാനുഭാവാൻ സ്വയംഭുവോ നാരദ സഹ തുമ്പുരുണാം സഭായാം ബ്രഹ്മണ സംശ്ലോകയാമാസ ഉൽപ്പത്തിസ്ഥിതിലേ ഹേതവോസ്യ കൽപ്പ സത്വാദ്യ പ്രകൃതിഗുണായി ദീക്ഷയാസൻ യദ്രൂപം ദ്രോമകൃതം യദേകമാത്മന്നാനാഥാൽ കതമുഹന വേദദസ്യ വർമാം മൂർത്തിം ന ഭൂരികൃപയാ ഭവാര സത്വം സംശുദ്ധം സദസദിദം വിഭാതി അത്ര യല്ലീലാം മൃഗപതിരാദതേന വാദ്യാം ആദാദും സുജനമനാം സുതാര്യവീര്യാം യന്നാമശ്രുതമനികൃത്തയേകസ്മാർത്തോവായതി പ്രതിപ്രളംബനാധ്വാം ഹന്ത്യം ഹസ്തപതി നൃണാം ശേഷകന്യ കംശേഷാൽ ഭഗവതമാശ്രയേന്മുമുക്ഷോ മൂർധന്യർപ്പിതമുണുവൽ സഹസ്രമൂർധ്നോ ഭൂഗോളം സഗിരിസലിൽ സമുദ്രസത്വം ആനന്ദ്യാതനിമിത വിക്രമസ്യ ഭൂമ്ന കോ വീര്യാണതിഗണയേ സഹസ്രജിഹ്വാ ഏവം പ്രഭാവോ ഭഗവാനനന്ദോ ദുരന്തവീജൊരു ഗുണാനുഭാവം മൂലേരസായാം സ്ഥിതം ആത്മതന്ത്രോ യോ ലീലയാഷ്മാം സ്ഥിതയേ ഭിഭർത്തി ഏതാഹ്യേവേഹ നിർഭീരുപഗന്ധവ്യാം ഗതയോ യഥാകർമ്മവി നിർമ്മിതാം യഥോപദേശം അനുവർണിതാം കാമാൻ കാമയമാനൈഹി ഏതാവതിർഹി രാജൻപുംസ പ്രവൃത്തിലക്ഷണസ്യ ധർമ്മസ്യ വിഭാഗകഥയ ഉച്ഛാവജാ വിസദൃശ യഥാ പ്രശ്നം വ്യാജ കേക്കുമഞ്ഞൽ കഥയാമൈതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യം സംഹിതായം പഞ്ചമസ്കന്ദേ ഭൂവിവരുദ്ധ്യുപവർണനം നാമ പഞ്ചവിംശതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ So these two chapters, which is the 24 and 25, talked about the lower planetary systems, which means Atalam, Vitalam, Sudalam, Mahatalam, Rasatalam, Pathalam, and what goes on in those planets, and their opulences. They also are opulent there. And some places are even more opulent than the heavenly planets. Shiva Brahmarshi has spoken all that in a detailed way. And Shiva Brahmarshi is seeing these planets in his vision and he's talking from there. But just by hearing about all these opulences of these planets, one should not think that one can go and live there freely. Because these places are also, which is the center of underground leaders. Like in the big cities we have, like Mumbai and all that, they have big underground operations going on. Isn't it? There's a lot of sinful activities also happening there. Sinful in the sense that they have such higher control, these underground leaders there, in these planets, that they have a lot of wealth as well. They are very wealthy and at the same time their activities are not very in the mood of goodness. Very much they are powerful and their activities are not very pure in that sense. And as we can see here also in our earthly planet itself, these underground operations goes on in all big cities, in London, in America also, and all places. There is underground leaders, ring leaders they called, and they have their own network operating in all big cities. And generally they have such control over even on the political power, financial power, and in so many places like that. So these things do exist in other planetary systems as well. And not only that, wherever there is a lot of opulence, but where there is no Krishna consciousness, Shukla Brahma Rishi is saying here that they are powerful enough, but they are also frightened at Krishna's Sudarshana disc. And that is what the beauty of that, because Krishna Sudarshanam is actually a representation of time. Time is that Sudarshana disc. How is that? Durvaram, Dwadasharam, Trishada Parimulal, Shashti Parvabhi Bidam. The discussion about the Sudarshana disc is like this. Durvaram, Dwadasharam, 12 months time. Trishada Parimulal, Shashti Parvabhi Bidam. Trishada Parimulal, Shashti means 360 days. 12 months, 365 days. Shashti Parvabhi Bidam. Sambhramil Kruravegam. At a very fast pace, this wheel is moving, the wheel of time. Sudarshanam called the wheel of time. It is moving so fast. Sambhramil Kruravegam. It is so fast that we get frightened about that. Often we say, how soon the time has gone in life, isn't it? Kshanam Anujakadam Chinda Sandhyavamanam. That in its rotation, the wheel of time is capable of breaking everything here. Everything. Chakram De Kalarupam. That chakram, that wheel, is kalarupam, is the form of time. Time that is rotating all the time. Kadayudhudumam tulpadeigavalambam. That it is, if you look at that wheel, you get frightened, because you also feel that you will be crushed by the movement of that wheel. That is the wheel of time, or kalam, as it is called. So, there is nothing here in this creation which is not frightened with the wheel of time, with about this time, thing called time. And only to, Shukla Brahma Rishi is saying all these things to tell us that to free ourselves from the wheel of time is the most difficult thing. One cannot come out of it. We are all subjected to that sometime or the other, again and again and again. Only to remind us these things, these opulences are spoken. Although they are opulent there in the lower planetary systems, they are also subjected to this wheel of time. but there is some examples coming later in the Bhagavatam. There is one personality who is not frightened about that. And that Martyo Mrityu Vyalabhida Palayan, you will see in the 8th canto, mentions there that wherever we go in this planet, material world, we are followed by time behind us, ready to destroy us. But somebody who has taken total shelter of Krishna and who escaped from the wheel of time is Mahabali. Mahabali lives there in the lower planetary systems, but he is always protected by Vamanamurti. Krishna protects him there, isn't it, in Sutala. So, because he has taken such a shelter of Krishna, Krishna's shelter, in such a way that he never felt frightened by the, he never feels frightened by the time either, or the Kala Chakram or Sudarshanam. And Krishna has guaranteed that he will stand there as a bodyguard for him, or a security personality there. And in one instance, you will see in the Bhagavatam that Ravana went to see Mahabali. And when he went to see Mahabali, Mahabali didn't know. Mahabali was inside. Krishna stopped him there. Vamanamurti stopped him there. And to show to us that how when Krishna, to Mahabali, Krishna said, I will stand outside. Like Rakshishe Sarvadohantam Sanigam Sabarichadam Sada Sannihidam Veera, he says. Krishna says, Vamanamurti says to Mahabali, Sadasanihidam Vira, all the time I will be present there. When Ram, when he came, who our Ravana came there, at that point in time, that Bhagavatam is saying there, that Ravana wanted to see Mahabali. At that time, Vamanamurti stopped him. When he stopped him, Ravana thought that, who is this Vamana? Short personality standing there to object him. So he says, Tasya mahavan tasyanu charitam ubarishtad vistarishyate nija jananu kambira hrudayo yena angushtena pada dashakandharo yojana yudayidam digvijayam uchadida. In the 24th chapter, 27th verse, that's what happened to him. Tasyanu charitam ubarishtad vistarishyate nija jananu kambira hrudayo yena angushtena pada dashakandharo yojana yudayidam digvijayam uchadida. When Ravana forcefully tried to enter into the palace, Vamanamurti stopped him and he didn't listen with this angushtam, that means this left foot, that he gave a kick to Ravana. Ravana from the lower planetary system came all the way and fell in Sri Lanka. So that is what has happened to Ravana. So, when Ravana arrived there, Vamanamurti says to him, I am the servant of Mahabali, I am standing here. Ravana was very upset. Who is this little one standing there and objecting to me? Then Ravana doesn't remember anything after that, what happened. And that is what he is saying here. That Ravana had 10 heads and came back and fell into Lanka. It indicate to us that once somebody who has taken Krishna shelter to that extent, even without him Mahabali knowing, all these things happened. That means when problem comes to somebody, a devotee who has taken to that extent Krishna shelter, he gets protection even without the knowledge of the devotee. It indicate to us that. And below that, there are lower planetary systems where Tachaga and other famous snakes, they are present there. And then after that, Adishesha. All his family is there. Adishesha's form. Balram's Adishesha form and his family members, they are all present in that lower planetary systems. And this Adishesha or Sangharsana Murti, he is always chanting the glories of Krishna. And what happened was that one devotee went to see him there. Who is that? In the sixth canto you will see Chitrakedu. Chitrakedu gone to see him. Chitrakedu, when he went to see him, then he appreciated Chitrakedu very much. And Sangharsana Murti, he is called Sangharsana there. That Sangharsana Murti is always singing Krishna's glories and and Sri Narada Maharshi with his other Gandharvas, they all together are also glorifying Sangharsana Murti there. You can see that in the 25th chapter, in the 11th verse, you see. Yannama Shuddha Vrutta Yannama Shuddha Gita Yeda Gasman Artho Vayadi Padida Pralambana Dvam Handyam Hasabdi Nama Sheshamanyam Kamsheshal Bhagavadam Ashraye Mumukshu Yannama Shudamanu Girtayeda Gasmad Artovayadi Padidam Pralambanadhuam Khandyam Hamsabdi Nama Sheshamanyam Kamsheshal Bhagavadam Ashraye Mumukshu. What is speciality there is the importance of chanting the holy name. And one who chants the holy name, knowingly or unknowingly, he gets released from his sinful reactions. What is the importance here? Why was it mentioned that here, in this canto, at this point in time? After this, the discussion next chapter is about the hellish planets. So, and when you discuss these hellish planets, and all the kind of sinful activities people have performed, and the punishment they receive, and the sufferings that what goes on in the hellish planets, when they see that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when the hellish planets are discussed, prior to hellish planets discussion, the glories of the holy name is spoken. After the hellish planets, again the next topic is also Ajamila story, the glories of the holy name. So holy name is like a bridge to cross from here to the other side, on top of the, on through the, through the hellish planets. That is why it's been spoken in this way. On the one side, Sangharshamurti is glorifying the holy name. On the other side, Ajamila, through his holy name. Both sides, Ajamila is going to go, and to go, was supposed to go to the hellish planets. He escaped from there and he is chanting the holy name. So in order to stress the importance of the holy name, it is spoken like that. So, so the glories of the holy name, to project that strongly, prior to going to hellish planets as well as after the hellish planets, in both ways, this holy name is spoken. And to tell us that in the middle of all these glories of the whole hellish planets is this spoken about the hellish planets. And what they are saying is that the hellish planets are like a deep pit. If you fall into that, you have to suffer through a lot. So, but they have built this bridge on top of that, where you can pass through, and like a ropeway or a bridge, where which with the chanting the holy name, one without falling into that hellish planets, one can escape from that to the other side. And that is why one side Ajamila story, this side Lord Balaram chanting the holy name. This side Lord Balaram chanting, other side Ajamila is chanting, in between all the hellish planets. Is spoken like that. So, in other words, Bhagavatam is only saying to, telling us one thing, that to take the shelter of the holy name. That is why it is so important. Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but stressing the importance of the holy name. So here again, another instance where Shukha Brahmarshi is reminding us that take to the holy name and get through this difficult situation. And that is what happening in that 25th chapter. And now we have one more chapter in this, which is the hellish planets. That is the next chapter. We'll read that and we'll go move on to the Ajamila story. So Shridhara Swami says here, Shadvimshetu tato athastal naragasthidir uchyade papino yatra dahyande yama bhudir yathayatham. These hellish planets, which are below the lower earthly planet, highly sinful personalities, they go there according to the sinful activities they have performed, and they get properly punished by the servants of the Yamadharmaraja. Panjamaskanda sambandhi pada bhavartha deepane priyadam paramananda nriharir bhalabhashide. Shri Swami says there that this Panjamaskandam, this fifth canto, whatever I have tried to talk about it, he's saying there, let Krishna be pleased with that. He's saying, Priyadam Paramanda Nruhari Bhala Bhashade, let Narasimhamurti get pleased with my explanations of this fifth canto. Rajovacha Maharshamedad Vajitrem Logasya Kathamithi Krishirvacha Trigunatwal Kartu Shadhaya Karmagadaya Pradagvida Sarvame Eva Sarvasya Taradamyena Bhavandi Adhedanim Pradishidalashanasya Dharmasya Daiva Kartu Shadhaya Vaisadrishal Karmabalam Visadrisham Bhavadiya Anadi Vidya Kritagama Anam Talperinama Lakshanam Saya Sakasrasha Pravurtastasam Prajuriyananim Varnayishyama Rajavacha Naraganam Bhagavankim Deshavishesho Madhava Bahistrilokyam Ahosid Andaralamidi Krishirvacha Andralameva Trijagatyasu Dishi Darshanasya Madhastha Bhumeri Parishtacha Jalad Jaladasya Magdishwata Adayam Pidurgana Dishi Swanam Gotranam Paramena Samadhinam Satyameva Shisham Ashasana Nivasandi Yatrahava Bhagavan Pidurajo Vaivasuda Subishayam Prabhideshu स पुरुषेर जंतुषु संबरेदेषु यथा कर्मावध्यम देर दोषमेवानुलंघित भगवच्छासन सगणोधमं धारयति तत्र हेगे नरकानेक विंशतिं गणयन्ति अतदास्ते राजन् नाम रूपलक्षणतो अनुक्रमिष्यामस्तामिश्रो अन्धदामिश्रो रौरवो महारौरवम् कुम्भीपाकम् कालसूत्रम् असिपत्रवनम् सूगरम् मुखमन्धगोपम् कृमिभोजनम् सन्दम् शस्तप्तसूर्मिर् वज्रकुण्डकशाल्मली वैतरणी पूयोदम् प्राणरोधो विशसनम् लालाभक्षसारमेयादनम् विजीरयव नमति किञ्चक्षारकर्दमोरक्षोगणभोजनम् शूलप्रोदो दन्तशोकोवडनिरोधनम् पर्यावर्तनम् सूचीमुखमित्यष्टाविंशतिर्नरकाम् विविधयातनाभूमयम् तत्र यस्तु पार्वतीत्तापत्यकलत्रान्निवहरति स हि कालभाषबद्धो यमपुरुषै अधिभयानकैस्तामिश्रे नरके बलानिपात्यते अशन अनशनानुदपानदण्डताडन सन्तर्जनादिविजातन तर्जनादिविजातनाविजात्यमानो जन्तुर्यत्र कश्मलमासादिदम् एकदैवमूर्छा उभयादितामिश्रप्राये एवमेवान्धदामिश्रयेस्तु वञ्चयित्वा पुरुषम् दारादीनुपयुङ्क्ते यत्र शरीरि निपात्यमानो यातनास्तु वेदनयां नष्टमतिर्नष्टदृष्टिश्च भवति यथा वनस्पतिमूलस्तस्मा अन्धदामिश्रम् तमुपदिशन्ति यस्तिह वा एतदहमिति ममेदमिति भूतद्रोहेण केवलम् सुकुटुम्बमेवानिदिनम् प्रपुष्णादि स तदिह विहाय स्वमेव तदशुभेन रौरवे निपतति ये मृत्युः हिंसिता जन्तुवपरत्र यमयातना उपगतम् तमेव उरवो भृत्वा तथा तमेव विंहिसन्ति हिंसन्ति तस्मारौरवमित्याहुरुरिति सर्पादतिक्रूरसत्त्वस्यापदेशः एवमेव महारौरवो यत्र निपतितम् पुरुषक्रव्यादानामनुरवस्तुतम् क्रव्येण खादयन्ति य केवलम् देहम् भराः यस्तिह वा उग्रपशून् पक्षिणो वा प्राणद उपरन्दयति तमुपकरणम् पुरुषादैरपि विगर्हितममुत्र यमानुचरा कुम्भीभागे तप्ततैले उपरन्धयन्ति यस्तिह पितुविप्रब्रह्मदोक्षकालसूत्रसंज्ञके नरके ऐदयोजनपरिमण्डले ताम्रमये तप्तघरे उपर्यतस्तादग्नर्काभ्याम् अधिदप्यमानानि माने अभिनिवेशितशुल्पिपासाभ्याम् च दह्यमानान्तर्बहिशरीरमास्ते शरे चेष्टते अवतिष्ठति परिधावति जयावन्ति पशुरोमाणि तावद्वर्षसहस्राणि यस्तिह वै निजवेदपदाधनाद्यपगद पाषण्डम् चोपगदस्तदसिपत्रवनम् प्रवेशकशया प्रहरन्ति तत्र हासाविदस्तदोद्धावमान उभयदोधारैस्तालवनासि असिपत्रैश्चिद्यमान सर्वाङ्गोः हतास्मीति परमया वेदनया मूर्छित पदे पदे निपतति स्वधर्मः पाषण्डानुगतम् बलम् भुङ्क्ते यस्तिह वै राजा राजपुरुषो वा अदण्डे दण्डम् प्रणयति ब्राह्मणे वा शरीरदण्डम् सा पापीया नरके अमुत्र सूकरमुखे निपतति तत्रादिबलैर्विनिष्पृश्यमाणावयवो यदैहैक्षुखण्डम् अर्थस्वरेण स्वनयन् क्वचिन्मूर्छित कश्मलमुपगतो यदैवेहा दृष्टदोषामुपरुद्धाः यस्तिह वै भूतानाम् ईश्वरोपकल्पितवृत्तीनाम् अविवक्ताम् परव्यथानाम् स्वयम् पुरुषोकल्पितवृत्तिर्विवक्तपरव्यधो विधमाचरति स परत्र अन्धकूपे तु अतिविद्रोहेण निपतति तत्र हासो यर्जन्तुभि पशुभृगभक्षिसरीसृभैर्मशकमयुगामल्कुणमक्षिगादिभीर्यम् केचा विदृग्धास्तथै सर्वतोऽभि दुह्यमाणस्तमसि विहतनिद्रानुर्वति अलब्धावस्थानम् परिक्रामति यथा कुशरीरे जीव यस्तिह वा असंविज्यावोष्णदियल् किञ्चनोपनदम किञ्चनोपनदमनिर्मित पञ्चयज्ञो वायस संस्तुता स परत्र कृमिभोजने नरकाथमे निपतति तत्र शतसहस्रयोजने कृमिभूते स्वयम् कृमिभिरेव भक्ष्यमाणक्रमिभोजनो यावदप्रोक्ता बहुधादोदिर्विषयमात्मानम् यातयते यस्तिह वायस्ते येन बलाद्वा हिरण्यरत्नाभिः ब्राह्मणस्य पावहरत्यन्यस्य वानावधिपुरुषस्तमुत्र राजनिमपुरुषा वयस्मैरग्निपिण्डैः सन्तंशैः सुनिष्कषन्ति यस्तिह वा अगम्यां स्त्रीमगम्यं वा पुरुषं योषिरभिगच्छति तावमुत्रकुशयां ताडयन्तस्तिग्मया सूर्म्यालोहमय्यां पुरुषमालिङ्गयन्ति स्त्रियं च पुरुषरूपया सूर्म्यां यस्त्रीहरैः सर्वाभिमुखमस्तमुत्रनिलये वर्तमानं वज्रकण्डकशाल्मली आरोप्यं निष्कर्षन्ति ये इत्युहमी राजन्यां राजपुरुषावाम् अपाषण्डां धर्मसेतून् भिन्दन्ति ते संबरेत्य वैदरण्यां निपतन्ति भिन्नमर्यादास्तस्यां निरयपरिखाबुधायां शद्यां यदो गणीरितस्तदो भक्ष्यमाणाम् आत्मनाम् युज्यमाना च सुभि അഭിരുഹ്യമാനമാം സ്വാഹേന കർമ്മഭാഗമനുസ്മരന്തോ വിൺമൂത്രഭൂയശോനിതകേശനഖാസ്തി മേതോ മാം സവസ വാഹിന്യാം ഉപതപ്യന്തേ യേ ത്യുഹ വൈവൃഷളീപതയോ നഷ്ടശൗചാചാരം യമാസ്ത്യക്തലജ്ജാപിശുചര്യാം ശരന്തി ദേചാഭിപ്രേത്യ പൂയ വിൺമുത്രശ്ലേഷ്മമലാ പൂർണാർണവേ നിപതന്തി തദേവാദി ബിവത്സിതമശ്നന്തി യേ ത്യുഹ വൈശ്വാഗർദ്ധോദയോ ബ്രാഹ്മണാദയോ മൃഗയാ വിഹാരാം അന്തീർത്തേ ച മൃഗാനിഘ്നന്തി താനഭി സംബരേതാം ലക്ഷ്യഭൂതാൻ യമപുരുഷാം ഇക്ഷുഭിർവിധ്യന്തി യേ ത്യുഹ വൈ ദാംഭികാദുംബയജ്ഞേഷു പശൂൻ വിശസന്തി താനമുഷ്ടികാം മുഷ്ടിൻ ലോകേ വൈശസേ നരകേ നിപതിതാം നിരയപതയോ പാതയിത്വാ വിശസന്തി യസ്തിഹ വൈ സവർണാം ഭാര്യാം ദ്വിജോ വേദപായതി കാമമോഹിതസ്ഥം പാപകൃതമമുത്രരേവകുല്യായാം രേതകുല്യായാം പാതയിത്വാം രേത സമ്പായയന്തി യേ ത്യുഹ വൈദസ്യ വഗ്നിദാഗ്രത ഭൂമാ ഗ്രാമാൻ സ്വാർത്ഥാൻ വാ വിലുംബന്തി രാജാനോ രാജബലോ വാ താംശ്ചാഭിഹി പരേ ത്വ മധൂത വജ്രദംഷ്ടാശ്വാന സപ്തശതാനി വിംശതിശ്ച സർവസംഘാതന്തി യേ സ്യുഹ വാ അനുദം വദന്തി സാക്ഷി വദതി സാക്ഷി ദ്രവ്യവിനിമയേതാനേ വാ കഥാശ്ചിത്സ വൈ പ്രൈത്യ നരകേ ജീജിത്യ ചിവിത്യധിര അധിശിരാ നിരവകാശേ യോജനശതോച്ഛായാദ്ഗിരിമൂധന സമ്പാത്യത യത്ര ജലമസ്ഥലമൃഷ്മ അശ്മപൃഷ്ടമവഭാസതേ തദവീജിമത്തിലശോ വിശീര്യമാണ ശരീരോന വിശീര്യമാണ ശരീരോന മ്രിയമാപുനരാപിതോ നിപതതി യസ്തിഹ വൈ വിപ്രോ രാജന്യോ വൈശ്യോ വാ സോമപീതൽക്കളത്രം വാസുരം വ്രതസ്ഥോപി വാ പിപതി പ്രമാദസ്തേഷാ നീരം നീതാനാമർസി പദാക്രമ്യാസേ വനിനാ ദ്രവമാണം കാർഷണായ സംനിശഞ്ചന്തി അഥാജയസ്തിഹ വാ ആത്മസംഭാവനേന സ്വയമധമോ ജന്മതപോ വിദ്യാചാരം വർണ്ണാശ്രമവതോ വരീയസോ ന ബഹുമന്യേത സമൃതകമേവ മത്വാ ക്ഷാരകർദ്ധമേ നിരയേ അവാക്ഷിരാ നിപതിതോ ദുരയായതന ദുരന്തായതനാമശ്നുതേ യേ ത്യുഹ വൈ പുരുഷാ പുരുഷമേധേന യജന്തേ അശ്ശസ്ത്രീയോ നൃപശുഗാ നൃപശൂൻ ഘാതന്തി താംശതേ പശുവമിവ നിഹതാ യമസദനെ യാതയന്തോ രക്ഷോഗണ സൗരികായവ സുധിദിനാവാര്യസൃക് പിബന്തി നൃത്യന്തി ച ഗായൻ ജഹൃഷ്യമാണോ യദേഹ പുരുഷാദ യേ ത്യുഹ വാ അനാഗസോരണ്യേ അരണ്യേ ഗ്രാമേ വാ വൈശ്രംഭകൈരുപസൃതാനുപ വിശ്രംഭൈ ജീവിഷൂപപ്രോദാൻ ക്രീഡനകതയാ യാതയന്തി തേവയപ്രേതൈ മയാതാനാസോ യാതനാസോ ശൂലാദിഷു പ്രോദാത്മാനം ശുത്രുഭ്യം ചാഭിഹതാം കങ്കവടാദിഭിശ്ചേതസ്മാതി ചേതസ്തദസ്മി തിഗ്മതുണ്ടൈ അഹന്യമാനം ആത്മശമനം സ്മരന്തി യേ ത്യുഹ വൈ ഭൂതാനുദ്വേജയന്തി നരാഉൽബണസ്വഭാവാം യഥാ ദന്താശൂഹസ്തേ വിപ്രേത്യ നരകേ ദന്തശൂഹാക്കേ നിപതതി യത്ര നൃപദന്തശൂഹാ പഞ്ചമുഖാ സപ്തമുഖാ ഉപസൃത്യഗ്രസന്തി യഥാ അഭിലേഷയാൻ യേ ത്യുഹ വാം അന്ധാവടകുസൂലഗുഹാഷു ഭൂതാൻ നിരുന്ധന്തി തഥാ മന്ത്രദേശുവേപശ്യേ സകരേണ വനീനാം ധൂമേന നിരുന്ധന്തി യസ്തിഹ വാം അധീതിന്യഭാഗതാൻ വാ ഗൃഹപതി രസകുതുപകരമന്യോ ദ്വിദക്ഷിവ പാപേന ചക്ഷുഷാ നിരീക്ഷതേ തസ്യ ചാപി നരയേ പാപദൃഷ്ടേ രക്ഷിണി വജ്രതുണ്ടാഗ്രധ്ര കങ്കകവടാദയാം പ്രസഹ്യോൽപാദുൽപാടയന്തി പ്രസഹ്യോരുബലാദുൽപാടയന്തി യസ്തിഹവാമാഢ്യാഭ്യതിരഹം കൃതി സ്ഥിരപ്രേക്ഷണ സർവതോഭി വിഷംഗീ അർത്ഥവ്യാനാശ ചിന്തയാ പരിശുഷ്യമാനാം ഹൃദയവദനോ നിർവൃതിമനവഗതോ ഗ്രഹമിവാം ഗ്രഹമിവാർത്ഥമഭിരക്ഷതി സ ചാഭിപ്രേത്യതുൽപാദനോത്കർഷണ സംരക്ഷണ ശമനഗ്രഹ ശുചീമുഖേ സൂചീമുഖേ നരകേ നിപതി യത്ര വിത്തഗ്രഹം പാപ പുരുഷ ധർമ്മരാജപുരുഷാവായകമിവ സർവതോങ്കേഷു സൂത്രൈ പരിവയന്തി ഏവം വിധാ നരകായമാലേ സന്ധിസദിശ സഹസ്രശസ്തേഷു സർവേഷു സർവ ഏവാ ധർമ്മവത്തിനോ യേ കേചിദ്വിഹോദിത അനുദിനാശ്ചാവനീവതേ ചാവനിപതേ പര്യായേണ വിശന്തി തഥൈവ ധർമാനുവർത്തിനാം ഇതരത്ര ഇഹതു പുനർഭവേതു ഉഭയശേഷാഭ്യാം ദിവിശന്തി നിവൃത്തിലക്ഷണമാർഗമാശാദാവേ വ്യാഖ്യാതം ഏതാവാനേവോ അണ്ടകോശോ ചതുർദശാ ദശദാ പുരാണേഷോ വികൽപിതാമുപഗീയതേ യത്തൽ ഭഗവതോ നാരായണസ സാക്ഷാൻ മഹാപുരുഷസ്ഥവിഷ്ടം രൂപം ആത്മമായ ഗുണമയം അനുവർണിതമാതൃത പാതിശ്രോതിശ്രാവയതി സ ഉപയേയം ഭഗവത പരമാത്മനോഗ്രാഹ്യമഭി ശ്രദ്ധാ ഭക്തിവിശുദ്ധ ബുദ്ധിർവേദഃ ശുക്വാ സ്ഥൂലം തഥാ സൂക്ഷ്മം രൂപം ഭഗവതോ യതി സ്ഥൂലമർജിതമാത്മാനം ശനൈ സൂക്ഷ്മം ധിയോ നയേതി ഭൂദ്വീപവർഷ സരിദബ്രിനഭസമുദ്രം പാതാളതി നരകഭാഗണ ലോകസംസ്ഥ ഗീതാമയ തവ നൃഭാത്ഭുതം ഈശ്വരസ്യ സ്ഥൂലം വപൂ സകല ജീവനിഖായധാമ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യം സംഹിതായം പഞ്ചമസ്കന്ദേ നരകാനുവർണ്ണനം നാമ ഷഡ്വിശതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദമാ സങ്കീർത്തനം
Govinda Govinda.
So earlier we saw that one side Lord Balaram chanting the holy name, Krishna's holy name. Other side, the story of Ajamila, glorifying the holy name. In between, the hellish planet. One side, Lord Balaram is glorifying the holy name. The other side, through the story of Ajamila, the glory of the holy name is spoken. And in between, the hellish planets. So, while traveling through Bhagavatam, not to get affected by the effect of these hellish planets, this bridge is put there on top of the, just ignore that hellish planets and pass through into the Ajamila story. But still, Parikshit Maharaj wanted to hear about these hellish planets, what goes on there. So, that variety in that hellish planets, the various kinds of punishments given out to the sinful activities, what we have done. And we have seen how in creation Krishna has created in such a way that in some places a lot of opulences, some places not so much. And some people completely affected by the problems with the health they have. In some other places people have very good physical strength and bodily health. Some places good intelligence, some places not so much. And in this way, Vaijitra. Vaijitra means variegatedness or variety. Why is it like this in variegatedness in this creation? Krishna's creation is such that it's not same everywhere. Different health, wealth, everything in different levels it's provided. So, why did he not, Krishna did not create everything in a similar way? And otherwise, because of that, what happens? That there is always those who don't have it, they want it. And those who have got wealth, they need something else. So there is always this discrepancies or kind of unbalanced situation in the creation. Shiva Brahmarshi says, that is not Krishna's decision. That is according to the karmam. What one has performed, to give the results of that karmam, they have been given the body in a particular way for them. And there is no other way, they can't do anything about it, that is the law. According to the activities they have performed, is based on that, where one is going to be located in their life. And therefore he is saying here, when somebody performs karmam, any karmam, the result has to be given to them. Krishna also says that in the Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? So, karmam, if one performs, result will come. That is the principle. And so, if they have performed good karmam, accordingly, the results also will be good. And if they have performed evil things or sinful activities, and accordingly, they will also get the results for that. Also to point out that nobody has permanently happiness. Nobody has that. So, according to one's intelligence, when we talk about intelligence, according to his spiritual understanding of life, and the way one acts in his life in this world, the results of the karma is different for different people. So, while giving the results, this variegatedness comes in the creation. For example, people are performing different kinds of activities in this world. And either pious activity or sinful activity, whatever it may be. So according to those activities, they have to accept the results also. So when those results are given, you find that the creation is very vaijitra. Vaijitra means it is very much a variety of experiences for people, variety of experiences. And it is only for, in order to make this variety of the creation, that this results of karmic reactions, karmic activities, is taken into account. So it is at that time when Parikshit Maharaj heard this, that people are performing sinful activities or pious activities, accordingly the results are given, and they have come to this creation to experience that. So Parikshit asked this question to Shukha Brahmarshi at that time, is there a thing called hellish planets? You didn't mention anything about it so far. And where is this hellish planets? And what is the kind of activities that goes on there? Or he said there's nothing exists like that. Parikshit asked this question. Shukha Brahmarshi says, yes, it is there. Hellish planets are there, and it is very much away from the earthly planet, and that is where hellish planets are. He says 99,000 yojana. Yojana is 8 miles. That's where it is present, and the path towards these hellish planets also is very complicated, because you don't get any vehicle to travel there. You'll travel through very hot sand, which is burning sand. One has to walk through that. And once you get there, you will be exposed to the different hellish experiences, what is mentioned there. Tamisram, Andhadamisram, Raviravam, Maharaviravam, Kumbhibhagam, Kala Sutram, Asivatravanam. Like this, there are 28 hellish planets are spoken. And the cluster of hellish planets, this 28 of them is listed there. And those four, due to their attachment to their own material body, only for one's own happiness, if one gives pain to others and exploits others, that even that person has to suffer for his activities. And whether even the animals, others also, just like people kill them for various reasons, whatever it may be, and the reactions from that are very, very heavy. Not the way we think about it. Also, you can see, for people keep different kinds of animals, and to make them look attractive, they cut their tail, they cut their different ears and things like that. And Shukha Brahmarshi says there is heavy reactions for all those things to when you start doing things to animals like that. And one will have to experience that when he goes to the hellish planets. In a large pot, oil is burning there, and you will be put there. You will see, says there in the 15th verse, he explains that. Yastu Hawaii, Nijaveda Pada, Anadibagada, Pashandam, Chobagadastas, Avasivatravanam, Pravesha Kushayam, Paharandi, Tatrahasa, Vidastado, Taoman, Upayada, Thares, Talavanas, Asivatres, Chidyamana, Sarvangoha, Dosmidi, Paramaya, Vedanaya, Murchida, Pade Pade Nipatadi, Sudharmaha, Pashanda Nugadam, Parampunte. Different hellish experiences and the reasons for going there. And what happens there, those things are all spoken separately, which you can read there in the book. In one place, you will be fried in this oil, hot oil. In other place, you will be ground. And somewhere else, somewhere else you will be exposed to, pushed by very heavy equipment to crush you in various possibilities. And those descriptions are very painful, or sometimes they'll give you a very powerful, a very sharp knife in your hand and ask you to cut your own flesh and eat that. So, just like, and that'll be raw flesh, your own flesh. And the Yamadharmaraja's servants, they will make sure that it is done. And punishment for various things, one who don't look after father, mother, and don't feel any obligations to them. So mamsam kadayadi, they'll have to eat their own flesh. Like this, 28 hellish planets are spoken. Hellish planets are spoken. And while saying all these things, Sukadeva Goswami is looking at Parikshit's face. And Parikshit is sitting there starving. He hasn't eaten for days. And when Parikshit, Sukadeva Brahma Shiva was talking Srimad Bhagavatam, this fifth canto comes the second day, more or less the second day. And in these 2 days he hasn't eaten anything, and he is listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, and particularly this hellish planet's description. And when he talked about Tatshaka, Tatshaka's position was spoken there, in the lower planets. Tatshaka is present there specifically mentioned. When Tatshaka's name mentioned, Parikshit became very curious to know what's going to happen to me. And he was frightened. He was frightened about that. Then Sukadeva Brahma Shri thought, after all, even if Tatshaka comes, Parikshit is not going to be affected by that. And Sukadeva Brahma Shri knew Parikshit is not going to go to the hellish planets. He is going to the spiritual world. He is going back to Vaikuntha. So Sukadeva Brahma Shri's mood was, there is no need for him to hear this hellish planets. And also he made sure that Parikshit does not get frightened by hearing about the hellish planets. So when first he spoke about these 28 hellish planets, which is listed there, as soon as he finishes that, he looked at Parikshit's face to see what is the reaction on Parikshit's face. And he felt that it's no point in me hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, I will have to go to the hellish planets. This feeling was strongly present there. So that is why you see that verse, what, how he puts it to him in the 37th verse. Evam vidha naraga yamalaye sandhischadisha sahasra shasteshu sarveshuja sarva eva dharma vartino yekejidi hodidam anudidascha vanipade paryaye ana vishandi tadhaiva dharmanu vartinam idaratra mihadu punarbhavedu ubayasheshabhyam ubayasheshabhinivyashandi. This naragam or yamalayam, naragas means yamalayam, sandhi shadasha, hundreds of them are present there. This 28 important ones he listed there. And that was sufficient for him, because Tatshaka's location was also mentioned, where Tatshaka lives there. That was spoken in there. So, he said, apart from this 28, there are other places, there is much more hellish experiences, but he told him that don't get frightened about these hellish planets, because I have already spoken about this before. Just like if you have eaten food which does not digest very easily, which has got, creates you some trouble in the stomach, and you take some medicines and come out of it. Similarly, if you have performed some hellish activities in this life, and if you have to go to hellish planets, it can be freed from that by performing pious activities and come out of the going to the hellish planets. And with this way, Shukra Brahmarshi closed the chapter. He didn't discuss further. So, in this fifth canto, Bhugola Varnana of the whole manifestations, Parikshit Maharaj was listening. Shukra Brahmarshi asked him, do you want to hear anything more about this? He asked him. You have to be careful also here that he has only 7 days' time. He can't afford to waste time by talking all kinds of things. And these hellish planets, nobody likes to go there. And because it is such a heavy distress that one gets punished there. And his mind was working, Parikshit was saying, that without, is there any way, on our behalf this is, this question is asking, is there any way one can avoid going to these hellish planets or cross over these hellish planets without that distress experience there? When he asked this question, the sixth canto begins. And that is where Ajamila story comes. Ajamila story comes. So, this fifth canto, this hellish planets, is partly responsible for Shukra Brahmarshi to talk Ajamila story. When he noticed in the face of Shukra Brahmarshi, in the Parikshit's face, some uneasiness, he felt that things can happen in life, because it's nobody can plan their life. Things happen in life. We all commit sinful activities in life, one way or the other. And if such a thing happens, is there any escape route? That was the question. And Shukra Brahmarshi sensed this from Parikshit's face. So straight away, he took the story of Ajamila and spoke to him. Because there is no better example than Ajamila's story to explain that even a person who has fallen, degraded to such a level, like Ajamila, has got the possibility of coming out of it without getting punished. So to stress that is why Ajamila's story was specifically chosen for this reason, to tell us to glorify the power of the Holy Name. The Holy Name can even protect a person like Ajamila, who has fallen down to the worst conditions in their life in this world, having given a very high birth, good training, and all the other facilities in life to realize the self, thrown away everything, went after a prostitute, and engaged in totally sinful activities whole life, without caring for his responsibilities, what was given to him by material nature. So he is the greatest offender. Such a person is the greatest offender. A person in knowledge, when he does crime, he gets more punished than a person in ignorance. So he was given an opportunity, because Krishna says in the Bhagavadam that a body that's been given to a Brahmana is some body for getting over the cycle of birth and death once for all, suitable for austerities and penances, given all the knowledge necessary, all the opportunity to cultivate spiritual knowledge, all the facilities for spiritual advancement, everything provided, and thrown away everything and went after sense gratification. Therefore, he has the highest punishment. So Ajamila should have had the highest highest punishment from material, from Yamadharma Raja. But even Ajamila, who had done all that, how he escaped from that, that is what the sixth canto is talking about. Let's look at what Sridhar Swami has to say about that first. Punyaranya Narsimhaiga Nama Simho Virajade Yannada Palayande Mahapadaka Kunjara. First verse. He says that in this glorious forest of pious activities, more than anything else, the holy name of Lord Narasimha, because Sridhara Swami is a devotee of Narasimhamurti, he says, due to that, the sound of that Narasimhamurti and his holy name, all the highly powerful sinful activities, which is compared to elephants, they are running away from there. Yannadada palayande maha pataka kunjara. they are frightened and they are running away, hearing the holy name of Lord Narasimha. Visarga sambhavan jivan samaryadasu samsthidan Vishnuva tyagilei rubai ityevam panchame sthidam. In the fifth canto, what was spoken was, those who come through Lord Brahma, and we also seen in the fifth canto that those living entities who maintains that system, what Krishna has, what Brahma has created, and how they get protected by the Krishna's arrangement, and how Krishna comes in different forms and protects them. Those things were spoken in the fifth canto. Those things were spoken in the fifth canto. And Adhyayegoni Vimshatyam Shashte Poshanam Uchyate Adi Lenghira Maryada Bhakta Rakshana Lakshanam. In the sixth canto, the coming, this canto, sixth canto, 19 chapters are there, and here what is called Poshanam, that is the pastime that is spoken. Krishna's Leela called Poshanam. And what is Poshanam means? Poshanam means, if you remember, Sargam Visargam Sthanam Poshanam Udi Manandaram Ishanigara Nirodham Mukti Ashrayam. The 10 parts of Bhagavadam beginning from the third canto. Third canto is Sargam, and then Visargam Sthanam. Sthanam is the fifth canto. Poshanam is the sixth canto. What is the difference between Sthanam and Poshanam? Poshanam, Sthanam is that those who do not want to follow Krishna's law and break the law, they have a place to go to, and that is Sthanam, where they are kept. That is including that hellish planet spoken. Now, Poshanam means that no matter how bad we have acted in this world, how sinful we were, how our life was totally against the principles of Vedic philosophy or the Krishna consciousness, even they have an opportunity to escape from here. That thing is called Poshanam. That is called Poshanam. Poshanam means that that those who have even broken the rules and regulations, those who have even broken the dharmam, or those who have lived in this world in an adharmic way, those who have not care about the reactions of our sinful activities and acted wrongly in this world, even they will be given shelter. They can be protected, they can come out of it, and Krishna will not even let them go. He will, there is protection for them. To explain that, the sixth canto has been spoken. And out of that, Ajamilo Manushyeshu Mahababho Yathavida Visharubadi Ghadija Tada Deveshu Vasava. Sridhar Swami says here that the greatest, most sinful person like Ajamila, how he was saved from this planet by chanting the holy name. And similarly, in the heavenly planets, Visharupa and Vritrasura, who was killed by Indra, who was also very sinful, how he was saved there in the heavenly planets. Visharupa was protected there. Visharupa and Vritra both were killed because Indra has performed a lot of sinful activities there. If you remember, in the sixth canto, if you read Bhagavatam, you will see. Like Ajamila performed here, Indra performed there. Bhradraha, Pidraha, so many Guruha killed his own spiritual master, killed his own brother, and all these sinful activities Indra performed there. And Ajamilasya Bhaktattvam Vishnu Dudair Nirubidam Sangheda Bhagavan Namam Vishnu Sehan Shanjigajam. Ajamila, who chanted Krishna's holy name, not addressing Krishna, but addressing his son. That's how he chanted. Fortunately, he had the good fortune to put Krishna's name as his son's name. That was his good fortune. And then Ajamila has become a devotee later. Indrobi Bhagavad Bhakta Sakhenu Bindra Sevaga Tatadhinam Surya Aishurya Shatru Nir Jayajivida. And Indra, who is supposed to be a devotee and who performed all these sinful activities, even he was protected by Krishna later. Tatrado tribir adhyaye ajamila kathochyade vishuruva katha shadbi indra doshaptaye tatha. Out of that, first three chapters is talking about Ajamila story. Then another six chapters, this is about the sixth canto. First three chapters to talk about Ajamila story. And then six chapters after that to show to us how degraded Indra is. His how fallen he was, Indra. Ajamila fell here. In both places you can see, in the middle planetary systems, earthly planet, they took the example of Ajamila, who by the measurements of Vedic culture, very highly elevated person, he fell. And similarly in the heavenly planets, another elevated personality like Indra, he has fallen. Both these fallen personalities, how they were retrieved and given a shelter by Krishna. And that is why this canto is called Poshanam. Because of the protection that Krishna can offer even to those who have fallen from the highest height, greatest height. Because when you fall from the big, from the very high position, like Indra or Ajamila, even they fell down to the lowest level. Ajamila has fallen into such a lower state, isn't it? To understand that, you have to see that Varnashrama Dharmam and Ajamila's life in the world and what was expected from him by arrangement. So that's what he say here. And then Indra Sevil Doshokte Vritra Akhyanam Tato Ashtabhi Dwabhyamja Marida Akhyanam Evam Prakarana Kramam. He says to show to us that how bad Indra was, and then eight chapters to tell us about an asura called Vritrasura, and then two chapters Marudeva story, Marud, how their appearances. So this is how this sixth canto is. Three chapters to show the Ajamila's life in this world, and then six chapters to show to us how fallen Indra was, Indra's bad dealings, how envious, envious Indra was, and not caring for anybody, very selfish as well. In the Marudeva story, you will see that. He says to Didi Devi, "I don't care for Dharmam," he said. "I only look after myself," he said. Very openly he puts it. And you will start thinking, is this a person responsible for this higher planetary systems? But that's Indra. Krishna's another expansion, that is. This Indra. So, there's a lot to learn in this sixth canto, because sixth canto is an interesting canto in that sense that how could Ajamila got saved after all what he has done, just by chanting the holy name and gone away from here after done all, just to show to us that holy name has got that capacity to save us, but we have to have the faith in that. That is the most important thing. And tatrado prathame vishnu dude pataki mochane tal papa kya Pāpa khyāpanā yoktam yāmme dharmādi lakṣanam. So, when Krishna's servants, Vishnu Dūtas, they released Ajamila from the hands of Yamadūtas, so to show that, and to show what all Ajamila has done for what he deserved, Yamakinkaras, in this first chapter, they are discussing what is dharmam, what is adharmam, what is religious principle, what is irreligious principle. So, let us start reading these three chapters and then we will summarize the whole three chapters together.
Shri Rajovacha Nivrutti Marga Kadidam Ado Bhagavadayatha Kramayogo Baladhena Brahmanayada Samsradi Pravarti Lakshanaschaiva Traigunne Vishayomuni Yosavalina Pragadir Gunasarga Puna Puna Adharma Lakshana Nanam Naragaschani Varnidam Manundarashavakyadam Adya Soyambhu Yatha ప్రియవ్రదోత్నవదోర్ వంశస్థరితాని చ దీపవర్ష సముద్రాది అద్యుదాన వనస్పతీన్ ధారామండల సంస్థానం వాగలక్షణమానద జ్యోతిషాం వివరాణం చ యథేదమసృజద్విభు అధునేహ మహాభాగా యథైవ నరగాన్నర నానాగ్రేయాతనామేయ తన్మే వ్యాఖ్యాతుమర్హసి శ్రీశుకోవాచ నేది హైవాపచిరి యథాంహస కృతస్య కురియాన్ మనముక్తిమానిభి ధువం స వై ప్రయత్న నరగానుభైది యే కీర్తిదా మే భగవద్భవదస్తిగ్మయాతన తస్మాభ్యురైవాశువ పాప నిష్కృతౌ యదేద మృత్యోరౌపద్యదాత్మన దోషస్య దృష్ట్వా గురులాఘవం యథా విషక్ చికిత్సేదయ తదా రుజా నిదానవిల్ రాజోవాచాం దుష్టశ్రుతాభ్యాం యల్పాపం జానన్నప్యాత్మనో హితం కరోతి భూయో వివశ ప్రాయశ్చితమథో కథం కుచిన్నివర్తతే బద్దాల్ కుచిచ్చరిదల్పున ప్రాయశ్చితమథోపార్థం మన్యే కుంజరశౌచవల్ శ్రీశుకవాచ కర్మణా కర్మనిర్హారో నహ్యాత్యంతిక ఇష్యతే అవిదత్వమధికారిత్వాల్ ప్రాయశ్చిత్తం విమర్శనం నశ్నదపథ్యమేవాన్యం వ్యాధయోభిహోందిహి ఏవం నేమగృద్రాజన్ శని క్షేమాయ కల్పదే తపసా బ్రహ్మచర్యేణ శమేన చదమేన చ త్యాగేన సత్యశౌచాభ్యాం యమేన నియమేన చ దేహవాగ్ బుద్ధిజం ధీరాధర్మజ్ఞా శ్రద్ధయాన్వితాం క్షిపంత్యఖం మహాదవి వేణుగుల్మ వివానలాం కేచిల్ కేవలయా భక్త్యా వాసుదేవ పరాయణ అఖం ధున్యంది కార్స్న్యేన నిహారమివ భాస్కర నథాహవాన్ రాజన్ పూయేద తపమాదిభి యదా కృష్ణార్పితపాణ తల్పురుషేవయా సద్రీచినో అయం లోకే పంథాక్షేమోభయ సుశీల సాధవోయత్ర నారాయణపరాయణ ప్రాయశ్చిత్తాని చీర్ణాని నారాయణపరాముఖం నష్పునంది రాజేంద్ర సురాకుంభమివాభగాం సకర్మణ కృష్ణపారవిందయోర్నివేశితం తద్గుణరాహ్యైరిహం నదేయమం యమం వాశపురశ్చ తల్భరాన్ స్వప్నేవి పశ్యంతి కర్పకర్పిచీర్ణ నిష్కృతాః అత్ర చోదాహరం దీమాం ఇతిహాసం పురాతనం దూతానం విష్ణుయమయో సంవాదస్థం నిభోదమే కాన్యముబ్జేది కశ్చిల్ దాసీపతి రజామిళ నామ్నా నష్టసదాచారో దాస్యాసం సర్గదూషితాం బంధక్షరైతవశ్చైర్యగర్హితాం మృతిమాస్థిత బిభ్రల్ కుటుంబమశ్చి అదయామాస దేహినాం ఏవం నివసదస్థస్య లావనాయస్య తల్సుదాన్ కాలోత్యగాన్ మహాన్ రాజన్ అష్టాశీత్యాయుషస్సమాం తస్య ప్రవయసపుత్ర దశతేషాం దుయోవమ బాలో నారాయణో నామ పిత్రోశ్చదైదో భృశం సబద్ధహృదయ తస్మిన్ అర్భగే కళభాషిణి నిరీక్ష్యమానస్థలీలాం ముముదే జరడో భృశం భుంజాన ప్రవివన్ ఖాదన్ బాలక స్నేహయంత్రిత భోజయన్ పాయయన్ మూఢో నవేదాగతమందకం స ఏవం వర్తమానజ్ఞో వర్తమానోజ్ఞో మృత్యుకాలం ఉపస్థితే మదింశకారతనయే బాలే నారాయణాహ్వయే స పాశహంస్థాం స్త్రీన్ దృష్ట్వా పురుషాన్ విశదారుణాన్ వకౌండ ఊర్ధ్వరోమ్నాం ఆత్మానం నేదుమాగదాన్ దూరే క్రీడనకాసక్తం పుత్రం నారాయణాహ్వయం ప్లావిదేన సురేణ చై ఆజుహావాగులేంద్రియాం నిశమ్య ప్రేమానస్య బ్రువదో హరికీర్తనం భర్తుర్నామ మహారాజ పార్షదా సహసాపదన్ విదర్శన్ ద్వంద్వహృదయ దాసీపతిమజామిళం యమ ప్రేషన్ విష్ణుయుగం వారయామాసురోజసాం ఊజుర్ నిషేధితాస్తాంస్తే వైవస్వతపురస్సర కే యూయం ప్రతిషేధారో ధర్మరాజస్య శాసనం కస్య వాకుత ఆయాదో కస్మాదస్య నిషేధత కిం దేవా ఉపదేవా వా యూయం కిం సిద్ధసత్తమా సర్వే పద్మవినాశాక్ష పీతకౌశేయ వాససస కిరీడన కుండలినో యలసల్ ఎలసల్ పుష్కరమాలిన సర్వే జిన్నుత్నవయసా సర్వే చారిష దుర్భుజ ధనుర్ణి షంగాసిగత శంగచక్రాభుజశ్రియా చక్రాంభుజశ్రియా దిశో విధిమిరాలోక కుర్వందస్య నిరోజిష కిమర్థం ధర్మవాలస్య కింగరనో నిషేధన శ్రీశుభవాచ ఇత్యుక్తాయమవుస్తేర్ వాసుదేవోక్తకారిణ తాన్ ప్రత్యుజురహస్యేదం ప్రహమేకదర్ఘాదయగిర విష్ణుదూతావోచు యూయం వై ధర్మరాజస్య ఇది నిర్దేశకారిణ గురుధర్మస్య నస్తత్వం యచ్చ ధర్మస్య లక్షణం రథం సింసల్ కథం సృద్రియతే దండ కిం వాసస్థానమీప్సితం దండ్యా కిం కారణ సర్వే అహోసుల్ కతిచింద్రణాం యమదూదావుచు వేద ప్రణిహితో ధర్మో అధర్మత్వ ద్విభజేయ వేదో నారాయణ సాక్షాల్ స్వయంభూరితి శుశ్రుమ येन सदाम्यमी भाव रजसत्वतमोमयाम् गुणनामक्रियारूपैर्विभाव्यन्ते यथा तथम् सूर्याग्निखम् मरुद्गावम् सोमम् सन्ध्याहनी दिशा कम् को कालो धर्म इति हेदे दह्यस्य साक्षिणाम् एवैरधर्मो विज्ञानस्थानम् दण्डस्य युज्यते सर्वे कर्मानुरोधेन दण्डमर्हन्ति कारिणा सम्भवन्ति हि युद्राणि विपरीतानि च अनघ कार्याणाम् गुणसङ्गोऽस्ति देहवान्न ह्य कर्मकृल् येन यावान् यथा धर्मो धर्मो वेह समीहित स एव कल्पितम् पुङ्क्ते तथा तावदमुत्र वै यदेह देवप्रवरा त्रैविध्यमुपलभ्यते भूतेषु गुणवैचित्र्यम् तदा अत्र निमीयते वर्तमानो अन्ययो कालो गुणाभिज्ञा अवगो यथा एवम् जन्मान्ययोरेद धर्माधर्मनिदर्शनम् मनसैव गुरु यदे वा पूर्वरूपम् विपश्यति अनुमीमांसते पूर्वम् ने मनसा भगवान् च यदञ्जसा तमसा युक्त उपास्ते व्यक्तमेव हि न वेदपूर्वमपरम् नष्टजन्म स्मृतिस्तथा पञ्चभिकुरुदेषु अर्थान् पञ्चवेदाद पञ्चभि एकस्तु षोडशेन त्रीन् स्वयम् सप्तदशोऽश्नुते तदेतषोडशकलम् लिङ्गम् शक्तित्रयम् महल् तत्रेणु संस्कृतिम्बुंसि हर्षशोकभयार्तिदम् ष्वर्गे नेच्छन् कर्माणि कुर्यते कार्यते कोशकारमिवात्मानम् कर्मणाच्छाद्यमुह्यति न हि कश्चिक्षणमपि जातुतिष्ठत्य कर्मकृ कार्यते अवश्यकर्म गुणैः स्वाभाविकैर्बलाल् भगवद्गीता वर्स् लब्धा निमित्तमव्यक्तम् व्यक्ताव्यक्तम् भवत्युदा यथा योनि यथा बीजम् स्वभावेन बलीयस एष प्रकृतिसङ्गेन पुरुषस्य विपर्यया आसील् स एव न चिरात् इषसङ्गाद् विलीयते अयम् हि शुभसम्पन्नम् शीलवृत्तगुणले गुणलेय ध्रुवमृदो मृदुर्दान्त सत्यवान् मन्त्रविच्छुचि गुरुवग्न अतिथिवृद्धानाम् शिशुषु निरहम् कृत सर्वभूतसुहृत्साधुर्मिदवाग् अनसूयकाम् एकदासौ वनम् याते पितृसन्दृश्य सन्देशकृद्विज आदाय तदा आवृत फलपुष्पसमिल्कुशान् ददर्श कामिनम् कञ्चिल् शूद्रम् सह भुजीषया पीत्वा च मधुमैरेयम् दधा कूर्णितनेत्रया मदा कूर्णितनेत्रया मतया विश्रधन्नीव्य विभेदम् निरपत्रमम् क्रीडन्तमनुगायन्नम् हसन्दमनयान्दिगे दृष्ट्वा ताम् काममलिप्तेन बाहुना परिरम्भिताम् जगाम हृच्छयवशम् सहसैव विमोहिता सम्भयम् आत्मनात्मानम् यावल् सत्त्वम् यथाश्वतम् न शशाक समाधातुम् अनुदान मानव मदनवेपितम् तन्निमित्तस्मर व्याजग्रहग्रस्तो विचेतन तामेव मनसाध्यायन् स्वधर्मात् विररामः तामेव तोषयामास पित्रेण अर्थेन यावदा ग्राम्यैर्मनोरमे कामे प्रसीयत यथा तथा विप्रांस भार्यामप्रौढाम् कुले महति लम्भिताम् विससर्जाचिर अल्पापा सुवैरिण्याम् भाङ्गविद्धति यतस्तश्चोपनिन्ये न्यायतो अन्यायतो धनम् बभार्यास्य कुटुम्बिन्याम् कुटुम्बम् अन्धधीरयम् यदसौ शास्त्रम् उल्लङ्घ्य स्वैरचार्य अर्यग्रहित अवर्तत चिरम् कालम् अघायु अशुचिर्मलाल् तद एनम् दण्डबाणे सकाशम् कृतगिल्भिषम् नेष्यामो अकृतनिर्वेशम् यत्र दण्डेन शुध्यति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्याम् संहितायाम् षष्ठस्कन्दे अजामिलोपाख्याने प्रथमोऽध्यायः सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द श्रीधरस्वामी सेस् द्वितीये वैष्णवीर्याम्य नाम माहात्म्यम् अद्भुतम् श्रावयित्वा द्विजो विष्णोर्लोकम् नीतमिदीर्यते दट् दि ग्लोरीस् आफ् द होलि नेम् which was spoken by the Vishnu Dudas to the Yama Dudas, and after that Ajamila goes back to Vaikuntha planet. These things are spoken in the second chapter. Shri Shuka Vacha Yamam Devaka Vadduda Yama Duda Bhimashidam Upadharyadadan Dajan Pratyahurmaya Govida Vishnu Duda Uchu अहो कष्टम् धर्मदृशाम् अधर्मस्पृशदे सभाम् यत्रादण्डेषु वापेषु दण्डो ये द्रेदे वृथा प्रजानाम् पितरो ये च शास्तार साधवस्समा यदि स्वातेषु वैषम्यम् कम्यान्ति शरणम् प्रजाः यद्यदाचरति श्रेय इतरस्तद्दीहते सयल् प्रमाणम् गुरुवे लोकस्तदनुवर्तते यस्याङ्गे शिरमाधाय लोकस्तुपति निर्वृत स्वयम् धर्ममधर्मम् वा अधर्मम् वा न हि वेदयदा पशु स कथम् न्यर्पित अल्पानम् कृतमैत्रामचेतनम् विश्रम्भणीयो भूतानाम् स घृणो दोग्धुमर्हति अयम् हि कृतनर्वेशो जन्मकोट्यम् हसामभि यद्व्याजहार विवशो नाम सुस्थेनम् हरे एतेनैव घवनस्य कृतम् स्यात् अखनिष्कृतम् यदा नारायणा यदि जगाद चतुरक्षरम् तेन सुरावो मित्र दुर्ब्रह्म गुरुकल्पक स्त्रीराजपितृगोहन्द ये च पातकिनोपरे सर्वेषाम् अभ्यगमताम् इदमेव सुनिष्कृतम् नामव्याहरणम् विष्णुरतस्तद्विषयामिति न निष्कृतेरुदेर्ब्रह्मवादिभिः सदा विशुद्ध अध्यखवान् व्रताभिः यदा हरेर्नामपदैरुदाहृदैः अदुत्तम श्लोक गुणोबलम् भगम् नैकान्तिकम् तद्धिकृतेऽपि निष्कृते मणिपुनर्धावति च यदसल्पदे तत्कर्म निर्हारमभि सदाम् हरेर्गुणानुवादम् खलु सत्त्वभावना अधैनम् आपने यद कृतशेष अखन्निष्कृतम् यदसो भगवन्नामम् म्रियमाण समग्रही साङ्गेत्यम् परिहास्यम् वा स्तोभम् हेलनमेव वा वैकुण्ठनाम ग्रहणम् अशेष अकहरम् विदु पतितस्खलितो भग्न सन्दष्टस्तप्तम् आहद हरीत्यवशेनः पुमान्नार्हदियातनाम् गुरूणाम् च लघूनाम् च गुरूणि च लघूनि च प्रायश्चित्तानि भावानाम् ज्ञात्वोक्तानि महर्षिभिः तैस्त्यान्यघानि पूयन्ते तपोदानजपादिभिः नाधर्मजम् त्वद्हृदयम् तदपि शङ्कृसेवया अज्ञानाथतवाज्ञान उत्तमश्लोकनाम यल् सङ्कीर्तितमहम् पुंसो दहेधेतो यथानला यथागतम् वीर्यतमम् उपयुक्तम् यदृच्छया अजानतोऽप्यात्मगुणम् कुर्यान् मन्द्रोऽप्युदाहृदा श्रीशुक उवाच य एवम् सुवीर्णय धर्मम् भागवतम् नृप तम् याम्याभाषा नमुच्य विप्रम् मृत्युरमोमुचन् इति प्रत्युदायाम्यामृत्वा यात्वायमान्दिगे यमराज्ञे तदा यदा सर्वम् आचक्षुरिन्दमाम् द्विजपाशान्निर्मुक्तो गदवि प्रकृतिम् गदा ववन्दे शिरसा विष्णो किङ्गरान् दर्शनोत्सवा अजामिलोभ्यदाकर्ण्यम् दूतानाम्यम कृष्णयो तम् विपुक्षुमभिप्रैत्य महापुरुष किङ्गर सहसा पश्यतस्तस्य तत्र अन्तर्धिरे अनघ धर्मम् भागवतम् शुद्धम् त्रैविद्यम् च गुणाश्रयम् भक्तिमान् भगवत्याशु महात्मश्रवणाधरे अनुदावो महानासि उस्मरतो अशुभमात्मना अहोमे परमम् कष्टमभूत अभिजितात्मना येन विप्लावितम् ब्रह्म वृषल्याम् जायदात्मना दिग्माम् विगर्हितम् सञ्जुर्निष्कृतम् कलगम् जलम् हित्वा बालाम् सदीम् योऽहम् सुरामापसदीमगाम् वृद्धावनादौ पितरो नान्यबन्धुतपस्विनाम् अहोमयाधुनम् त्यक्तम् अग्रदज्ञेन नीचवल् सोऽहम् व्यक्तम् वदिष्यामि नरके वृषदारुणे धर्मज्ञा कामिनो यत्र विन्दन्ति यमयातनाम् किमि स्वप्नमाहोऽसिल् साक्षात् दृष्टमिहाल्भुतम् क्व यादाद्यते एवम् व्यकर्षन् पाशवाणया अथ दे कुगदासीद चत्वारश्चारु दर्शना व्यमोहयन् नीयमानम् बद्ध्वा पाशैरथो भुवाम् अथापि मे दुर्भगसिंविदोत्तमदे दर्शनै भवितव्यम् मङ्गलेन येनात्मा मे प्रसीदति अन्यथा वनीयमानस्य नाशुजे वृषलीपदे वैकुण्ठनामग्रहणम् जिह्वा वक्तुमिहार्हति कुजाहम् विदोऽभ्यापो ब्रह्मज्ञो निरवत्र वा कुज नारायणात्येतन् भगवन्नाममङ्गलम् सोऽहम् तदा यदिष्यामि यद जितेन्द्रियानिल यथा नवोयमात्मानमन्धे समसि मज्जये विमुच्यामिमम् बन्धम् अविद्याकामकर्मजम् सर्वभूतहुर्चान्दो मैत्रकर्णमात्मवान् भोजये ग्रस्तमात्मानम् योषिन्मय्यात्मय विक्रीडितो यैवाहम् क्रीडामृगमिवाथम ममाहमिति देहादो हित्वा मिथ्यार्थ दुर्मतिम् दास्ये मनो भगवतिम् शुद्धम् तल्कीर्तनादिभिः श्रीशुक उवाच इति जातस्तु नर्वेदम् क्षणसङ्गेन साधुषु गङ्गाद्वारमुपेयया मुक्त सर्वानुबन्धन स तस्मिन् देव सदनम् आसीनो योगमाश्रित प्रत्याहृतेन्द्रियग्रामो युयजमनमात्मनि ततो गुणेभ्यमात्मानम् युज्यात्मसमाधिना युजे भगवद्धाम्नि ब्रह्मण्यनुभवात्मनि यह्यबालदद्धिस्तस्मिन्द्राक्षील् पुरुषान्वर तद्राक्षील् पुरुषान्वर उपलभ्योपलब्धान् प्राग् वन्दे शिरसा द्विजाम् हित्वा कलेवरम् तूर्ते गङ्गायाम् दर्शनादनु सद्यस्वरूपम् जगृहे भगवत्पार्श्ववर्तिनाम् साकम् विहाय सो विप्रो महापुरुष किङ्करे हैमम् विमानमारुह्यम् ययौ यत्र श्रेयःपदि एवम् स विप्लावित सर्वधर्मम् दास्यापदिम् पदितो गृह्यकर्मणाम् निवात्यमानो निरये हतव्रता सद्यो विमुक्तो भगवन्नाम गृह्णन् नाथ परम् कर्म निबन्धग्रन्थनम् मुमुक्षताम् तीर्थपदानुकीर्तनाल् न यल् पुनः कर्मसु सज्जते मनो रजस्तमोऽभ्याम् कलिलम् तथोऽन्यदा य एवम् परमम् गुह्यमितिहासमखापहम् शृणुया श्रद्धया युक्तो यश्च भक्त्या निकीर्तयन् स वै स नरकम् याज्ञेक्षितो यमकिङ्करै यद्यप्यमङ्गलो मत्यो विष्णुलोके महीयते म्रियमाणो हरिर्नामम् गुणान् पुत्रोपचादितम् अजामिलोऽप्यगाद्धामम् किम् पुनः श्रद्धया गृणन् इति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे पारमहंस्याम् संहितायाम् षष्ठस्कन्दे अजामिलोपाख्याने द्वितीयोऽध्याये सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द तृतीये तु यमेनापि वैष्णवोत्कर्षवर्णने सान्द्वयित्वा सुदूतांस्ते वैष्णवे किङ्गरीकृताम् सो यमधर्मराजा
and having a conversation with the Yamadutas, and he talked about the glories of the devotees of the Vaishnavas and consoled them from what happened with Ajamila and made them to always act properly in front of the devotees, particularly the Vishnudutas who came there. And that is what is in this third chapter. After that, we'll talk about it. Sri Rancho Vancha Nishamya Devo Asa Padobu Varnidam Pratyahim Than Prati Dharma Raja Evam Hadajo Vihadam Muraya Deshigayas Vashejano Janoyam Yamasya Devasena Dandavangam Kudashana Shadaburva Masil Edan Mune Vrishadi Loga Samshayam Mahitudanya Idime Vinishchidam Sri Shogavacha Bhagavan Purushi Rajan Yamya Pratihadodhyamam Padim Vijnavaya Mazirimam Samyamini Padim Yamaduda Uchum Kudisandi Shastaro Jiva Logesya Vai Prabho Trividyam Kurvada Karmam Bhala Abhi Avyakti Hedava Yadisya Bahvo Loge Shastaro Dandadarinam Kasya Syadam Nava Kasya Mutishcha Madamevava Kindu Shastra Bhutve Suya Dahu Inami Hakarminam Shastra Tu Bajaro Hi Yatha Mandalavartinam Adastukta Adastum Ego Bhudhanam Seshurana Madhishwara Shasta Dandagaro Dhrunam Shubha Shubha Vivechanam Tasya Devihado Dando Naloge Vartu Dethuna Chadurbhir Arbure Siddhira Jnade Viprlambhidam Niyama Anam Tavadesham Asma Abhijadana Grahan Vimojayan Padakinam Chitva Apashan Prasachyadem Prasachyadem Tamste Vedidam Ichchamo Idino Manyase Kshamam Narayani Tyabhihido Mabhaiji Tyayedur Yurdrudam Shri Shukavacha, Idi Devasama Prashta Praja Samyamano Yama Prida Sududan Pratyahasmaran Padamujam Hare Yama Uvacha Paryomadanyojagasastushascha Odam Brodam Bravadyatra Vishwam Yadamshadosya Sri Janmanasha Nasyodavadyasya Vashecha Loka Yo Nama Birvaji Janani Jayam Badrinadi Andhyamyo Nama Dhamagirbirga Dhamavirga Badrani Dandyamivadhama Virga Yasme Barinda Ime Namakarman Ivandavadda Chagida Avahandi Ahim Mahindra Niridit Prajeda Soma Ogni Isha Pavanorka Virinja Pavanorko Virinja Adita Vishu Vasado Vasavoda Sadhya Marudguna Rudragana Asasiddham Anijay Vishasajo Maresha Bhagwada Yos Prishta Ajastamaska Yase Hiran Navidus Prishta Maya Satya Pradhana Abhikim Tadonyi Siyam Vaina Gobir Manasasubhirva Grida Agira Vasubrudo Vijakshade Atmana Manda Kritisandam Atmanam Chashuridha Vatkrayas Tadaparam Tasya Alpatandrasya Harira Dishidam Parasya Mayadibadir Mahalpmana Prayena Dudam Ihavai Manoharam Charandi Tadruba Gunasabhavam Budani Vishnu Surabhujidani Dudarshalingani Mahal Budani Rachandi Dalbhakti Madaparebhyo Martascha Martyana Sarvadascha Dharmam tu sakshal bhagaval pranidam nave vidur pushayo nabideva na siddhamukhya asura manishya kudascha vidhyadra charanadeya Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Kumaraka Milo Manu Prahlada Janago Bishwa Varim Vayasagir Vayam Dwada Shedir Vijanimo Dharmam Bhagavadam Bhada Guhyam Vishuddhan Dharmodam Yatva Amrdam Ashtude Yeda Vani Veloge Svin Pumsam Dharma Varasprada Bhakti Yogo Bhagavadi Bhagavadi Tannam Grahanadivi Namo Charanam Ahatmyam Hare Bashida Putraga Ajami Lobiye Neyam Rati Vashadam Uchyadam Edavadalam Akhanar Haranayam Sam Sangirtanam Bhagavadho Gunakarmanam Nyam Vikrushya Putra Magavani Ajami Lobi Narayanedi Prayamanam Iyaya Muktim Prayena Veda Tadinanda Mahajanoyam Devya Vimohidam Adirpadam Ayayayam Trayam Jadigaram Adir Madhubushpidayam Vaidanike Mahadikarmani Yujyamanam Evam Mamashasudiyo Bhagavatyanande Sarvalpana Vidhathade Khalu Bhava Yogam Temina Dandamarkhandadayadya Mishamsya Alpadagam Tadavihandirugayavada Te Deva Siddha Parigita Pavitra Gada Yesathava Samadrisho Bhagaval Pravannam Na Nobaside Harir Gadayabhi Gupta Nesham Vayam Najvaya Prabhava Madunde Tana Anayadvamasado Vyukhan Mugunda Padaravinda Magarandara Sad Ajasram Nishkinjane Paramahamsavule Rasatye Yushtagrihe Nirevarpmadibandha Drashtan Jikhwana Vati Bhagaval Gunanamadeyam Chedaschana Smriti Smaradi Racharanare Vindam Krishnaya Nonamadi Achre Egadavi Tanamayadva Asado Agrada Vishnagrityan Tarksham Vedam Sabhagavan Purushapurani Narayana Suburushayir Asadal Kadamna Swana Mahona Vidrasham Ridhanjali Nam Kuchandargariyasi Namapurushaya Bhumne
தஸ்மால் சங்கீர்த்தனம் விஷ்ணு ஜெகன்மங்கள மங்கசாம் மகதாமபி கௌரவம் வித்தியை காந்திக நிஷ்கிருதிம் சுணுதாம் கிருணதாம் வீரியானுத்தாமானி சரேர்முஹு யதா சுஜாதயா பக்தியா சுத்தியே நாத்மாவிரதாதிபி. கிருஷ்ணாங்கிரிபத்மமதுலீர்ண புனர்விசிஷ்டம் மாயாகுணேஸ்வரமதே விருஜினாவஹேஷு அந்யஸ்து காமகதம் ஆத்மரஜ பிரமாஷ்டுமிஹேத கர்மேதய விரஜ புனம்ஸ்யால் இதி சுபர்த்திருகிதகதிதம் பகவன் மஹித்வம் சம்ஸ்மிருத்த விஸ்மிததியோ யமகிங்கராஸ்தே நைவாச்சு ஆஶ்ரயஜனம் இதி பிரசங்கமானம் திருஷ்டம் ச பிப்ரீதத ப்ரவ்ருதி ஸ்மராஜன் இதிஹாசமிமம் குஹ்யம் பகவான் கும்பசம்பவா கதயாமாசமலயம் ஆசீனோ ஹரிமர்ச்சயன். ஸ்ரீமத்பாகவதே மஹாபுராணே பரமஹம்சம் சம்ஹிதாயாம் ஷஷ்டஸ்கந்தே யமபுருஷ ஸம்வாதே த்ருதியோத்யாய ஸர்வத்ர கோவிந்த நாம சங்கீர்த்தனம் கோவிந்த கோவிந்த. So, this sixth canto begins with Ajamila's story. This Ajamila Moksham, or Ajamila's release, how did this come about in the Bhagavadam? Because after hearing the description of the hellish planets, seeing Parikshit's mind, which Shukha Brahma Rishi could understand what Parikshit was going through, Parikshit's mind, and Parikshit asked this question, is there a way of not going to these hellish planets? He asked the question. Parikshit's question was, is there any way of escaping? Because Parikshit was always thinking that what he has done to the sage Shamigra Rishi by throwing that dead snake around his neck, from his position, he should not have done that. That was a very grave offense, isn't it? So, that is at the back of his mind. Plus, added to that, when he heard this description of the hellish planets, he was thinking that, is there a possibility that I'll end up there? Into one of those situations can happen to me also. But he should have had this fear in his mind. So, it is in that background that this Ajamila story came up in the Shukha Brahma Rishi's Samadhi state. He is speaking from the Samadhi state. So, on the one side, there is the hellish planets. Prior to that, about Sangharshamurti, Lord Balaram's description about chanting the holy name. And on this side, as we spoke before, the release of Ajamila's story, Ajamila Moksham. And not only that, we are now remembering about this Ajamila Moksham in a peculiar situation. Parikshit Maharaj, although he heard all these things, these hellish planets, and he was thinking that lot of people are committing a lot of sinful activities in this world, what will happen to them? This was going through his mind. And being a king, he knows that he always keeps his subjects' welfare in the front. He is concerned about them as a king who is representative of Krishna and who had a great concern for the welfare of the people. So, and he started thinking that if I start looking at it in this way, through the eyes of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and start realizing that these hellish planets are present there for those who have committed particular sinful activities, more or less there is a possibility that many people may go to these hellish planets. And he started thinking that, is there any need for heavenly planets then, except the hellish planets will be fully occupied. So that is why he is asking this question, that general class of people have this tendency to commit sinful things in this world. And if you look at the description of these hellish planets, you can see what kind of sinful activities results in what kind of sinful
punishments, for punishments for that. So, generally, Shuga Brahmarshi, if we see from Parikshit's face a change, or if a question is coming from Parikshit in a very heartfelt way, then, while answering that question, Shuga Brahmarshi is very sensitive, and he will make sure, while addressing itself, just by addressing him, "Hey Rajan," or "Hey Uttaratanya," in a particular way, he will address in such a way to alleviate that feeling of anxiety or fear in Parikshit's mind. Shuga Brahmarshi does that. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shuga Brahmarshi is very, very miser with words. He does not speak unnecessarily anything. Very grave and very serious when he talks. And even while describing the various incarnations and all, he will weigh up who deserves what, and accordingly he will speak about them. For example, in the Bhagavatam, how many times Shuga Brahmarshi pays obeisances? Have you looked any time? Shuga Brahmarshi pays obeisances 5 times only. In 5 instances, he pays obeisances to Krishna in a different ways. First time, he was only in the case of Rishabhadev. You will see, "Akhyannamo Bhagavade Krishabhaya Tasmai." That is how he finishes the story of Rishabhadev, the first time. Then the second time, he talks about the, in the 8th canto, when he talks about the Shangaramohanam Leela, that is when Mohini Murti is pastimes with Lord Shiva. At the end of that, he pays obeisances to Kamapuram Natosmi. He pays to obeisances to Mohini Murti, because Mohini Murti form, Krishna has even shown the power of Maya. How powerful that is, even Lord Shiva has to get affected by that. Just to show to us that how powerful that Maya, Krishna's Maya is, that great personalities like Lord Shiva, even for a while, they have also been influenced by that, and that Maya influences them. So there, to that Maya, who is nobody but Krishna's another manifestation, there he says, "Kamavuram Nathosmi," pays obeisances to that Mohini Murti there. That form, what Krishna's, that form. Rishabhadev is Krishna's one form, then Mohini Murti is another form. Then, in the 8th, 9th canto, when the discussion about the fish incarnation comes, "Jinma Meenam Natosmi," he says. He pays his obeisances to that Malsyavadara, fish incarnations, where from Satyavrata Muni, and from the, who comes as Shraddhadeva or Vaivasvata Manu, from their 2 dynasties, Solar and Lunar dynasty, which comes later. So, looking into, because it is in that Malsi incarnation or fish incarnation that Krishna has spoken about the Guru Tattva, the principle of spiritual master. He speaks there in the fish incarnation form. What is spiritual master means, and what is that role of the spiritual master? Those things are spoken in that Akhyanam, or in that fish incarnation. There, Shuga Brahmarshi pays obeisances to "Jinma Meenam Natosmi." To that fish incarnation, he pays his obeisances. Then the next one is Lord Ramachandra. That is the 4th one, where he says to him, "Padambujam Rakubadim Sharanam Prabhadye." There is some beautiful verses there. After evaluating Ramachandra, he pays obeisances to Ramachandra. That is the 4th one in the Bhagavatam. And finally, one more, the last one. After Shuga Brahmarshi has spoken of Krishna's instructions to Uddhava, "Bhava Bhayam Abahandam Jnana Vijnana Saram Nigama Krudubajahre Bringaval Vedasaram Amrudamudhata Discha Payayal Brutya Vargan Purusha Krishabha Madhyam Krishna samyam natosmi. Obeisances to Krishna, finally. So, these are the only five places in the Bhagavatam where Shuka Brahmarshi offers respects or pays obeisances to Krishna. These five different instances. And these are the five. Rishabhadev, then in the Mohini Murti's incarnation of Krishna as Mohini Murti, then incarnation of Krishna as the fish, and then Ramachandra, and finally Krishna himself. These five instances, so generally he does not go and pay obeisances to everybody, every incarnation, but these five, Shuka Brahmarshi has specifically offered special respects to all of them. And finally, after Krishna gave this transcendental knowledge to Uddhava, what does he say? Bhava bhayam abhandam. Bhava bhayam. That means the cycle of birth and death, the fear from that. We all have that, isn't it? If you believe in the soul and the soul is transmigrating from one body to another, to accept another body again, come here and go through this whole thing, what we went through now. Nigama krudubha jakhre bringaval vedasaram. Krishna, like Mohini Murti, served the nectar to demigods. Similarly, this knowledge of nectar, the nectar of knowledge, Krishna served that to Uddhava. Amrutamudadischa payayal bhrityavargan. How Krishna protected the demigods by serving them nectar and brought them back to life again. Because after Durvasa cursed them, they lost their life, they became old and sick. And how they got back their youth by serving the nectar to them. And all the effort that has gone for that. How Krishna was behind everything. And now, that Supreme Personality, Krishna Himself, Amrutamudadischa payayal bhrityavargan, to His servants, whom He shall go to any extent to get them out of trouble. And here, for Uddhava, Krishna has done that. Purusha Krishapa Madhyam Krishna Samyam Natosmi. That to Supreme Personality Krishna, Shuka Brahmarshi finally pays His obeisances in the Bhagavatam. So, from this you can understand that He is very, Shuka Brahmarshi, when He speaks, when He pays His obeisances, when He offers respects, He is very controlled. He doesn't freely offer to everyone and anyone. It's because of His state. He is in that state, isn't it? So, even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, only in five places He faces obeisances to Krishna. And here, also you can see here, that when He noticed that Parikshit Maharaj is having some difficulty inside, He will use such words at that time to give a relief for his mind. So, in other words, that Shuka Brahmarshi knew that Parikshit is going back to the spiritual world. He is going to get released from this material life once for all. So he had no anxiety about that. But why did Parikshit ask this question? Because if you remember in the beginning, Shuka Brahmarshi told Parikshit, there is nothing to be frightened about. We still have 7 days time. Is it not? That is how Bhagavatam has started. So, he was so confident within himself that in 7 days' time, Parikshit will go back to the spiritual world. There was no question about that. And so much he has reassured and guaranteed this to Parikshit. And Parikshit was, on the strength of that, was feeling relief. And he wasn't that frightened about it. After all, Shuka Brahmarshi's nature is such that he won't speak in a casual way anything. Everything is spoken with a lot of gravity. So, therefore, you have to understand that this question Parikshit has asked is on our behalf rather than on himself for his own reasons. Shuka Brahmarshi says to him that, I have already spoken to you the way to come out of that. If you look at the Bhagavatam, you will see this in the sixth canto, the first chapter itself, he says that. Tasmail puraiva shuha papa nishkrado yededa mrityor avivadyadalpanam
दोषस्य दृष्ट्वा गुरुलाघवं यथा बिशक चिकित्सेद यथा रुजा रुजा निदानविलम्
दैट ही सेज इफ यू गेट सिक हियर यू कॉल द डॉक्टर और फिजिशियन एंड द फिजिशियन हैज फाउंड आउट डायग्नाइज द प्रॉब्लम And he found out the reason, what caused this disease. And he will act whatever remedy necessary, he will offer that. And he says that, see, if you have done anything in your previous lifetime, for example, we know what we have done in this life. Is it not? We know most of it. But all we have done here in this life, how much trouble we have given to others, how many people we have exploited, and how many things, whatever we have done, don't want to go with that, but whatever you have done here in this life, there is atonement for that, according to the Shastram, Prayaschitam. Prayaschitam you can do for that. Prayaschitam means atonement. You can go to approach people because there is Shastram for all those things, and consulting those who are learned in those Shastram, and from them take the instructions and perform the atonement for that. In that case, you can free yourself from that, and that is why he is saying there, Karmana Karma Dharam, he says. If you will see there, Karmana karma nirharam tadam atyantikam ishyate. You see there that in the same first chapter itself he says, Sri Shuka Vacha, that is 11th verse, Karmana karma nirharam nahi atyantikam ishyate avidattvat adhikarityat prayaschitam vimarshanam. That is the principle. That means that problem has come because of karma. We acted something. We done something, isn't it? From karmam, only problem came. If you are not doing karmam, problem won't happen. So, what he is saying there, Shukha Brahmarshi is saying there, karmana karma narharam, na atyantika mishyate, avidattu adhikarityat prayaschitam vimarshanam. Because of karmam, engaging in karmam, problem has come, reactions have come. And how to kill that? Through karmam. That is that science, prayaschitam. Prayaschitam is that. Because all the prayaschitam is karma, again. It's in the karma gandam. Veda karma gandam is that, which covers that side. That means for all our sinful activities, there is so many mentions there, what if one does this, what one has to do. And they are all karma. They are not anything else. So this is the secret of this process. Karmana karma nirharam. Through karmam, get out of karmam. Karma nirharam. Nahi atyantika mishyade avidattva adhikarityat prayaschitam vimarshanam. So, he says here, nahi atyantika mishyate. Nahi atyantika mishyade means that is not, you have come out of the reaction. But you have not come out of the vasana, isn't it? Suppose I have performed some bad karma, and the reaction I can wipe it out by performing some atonement for that, various things, whatever Shastram says. But my vasana inside, that has not gone from that. So, Shudhismridhya vihidam vradayam punandi pabam na lunandi vasana. Punandi pāpam, pāpam gone, reaction is gone, na lunandi vāsana, vāsana is not gone. That is the situation. That is the situation. That is why Shukha Brahmarshi is bringing up that issue. We are not interested in performing some atonement and getting out of the sinful reaction. But suppose if I am still left with the same vāsana in me, I will go and do it again. And that means again I'll have to do the atonement for that. But that will not be acceptable. You can't keep on doing this and keep atoning for that. So what he's saying is that unless that vasana inside goes away completely, the effect is still there. You have not done very much by performing, atoning for that atonement. That is what he is saying here. That Shruti Smriti Bhyam Vihitam Vradayam. Shruti and Smriti gives you all the knowledge what you need for performing the atonement. But Na Punandi, Ya Punandi Papam. You can come out of your sinful reaction. But Na Lunandi Vasana. But you can't come out of the vasana that has been created by the sinful activity. So, the problem with this is that it still creates that vasana, keeps that vasana inside to engage in sinful activity again in us. That will not go. That will not go. They give the example that suppose in a bottle you have kept some perfume for some time and then you have emptied the bottle, but it will still have the smell of the perfume in the bottle, isn't it? So, similarly, all the activities what we perform here and the reaction of that activity, sinful reaction of that activity, and the vasana that comes from that is still lying inside us. Still lying inside us. And that will not go very easily. And because of that, it will force us again to do another time the same sinful activity. You can see this sometimes. Say, for example, a man is used to intoxication, taking alcohol. He drinks and drinks and drinks. And then he regrets later that I got sick because of that. And he is struggling hard, fighting against that. And even if he gives up all other sinful activities, even if he takes to spiritual life, you see this happening with people. After coming to spiritual life, then something happens. But because that vasana inside is so strong, sometimes he goes back to alcohol again. There are many, many examples. You can look at that. Same thing with many other things. Sinful activities, different kinds of sinful activities, whether it is meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, all, they are only four of them. There are many others as well. So, these sinful activities, problem is this, that once we have got involved in things like that, the chances are that it would have created a very strong vasana inside. And when a favorable condition happens in life, we'll fall. Again, we'll get victimized by that. That is why this particular topic is important. How Ajamila has discussed that here. Shubhabrahmashi is discussing with Parikshit here. What he has to say is this. Shubhabrahmashi's point is, this atonement business has no use. It's a waste of time. That's what he is saying there. Although there is, Shastram says, Na ashnada padhyamevanim vyadhayo abhivavandihi evam nemagridrajan shanay kshemaya kalpade. Then he says, but there are ways to come out of this, he says. And in that process, he spoke about all the three yoga systems. First about karma yoga, then jnana yoga, then about bhakti yoga. If you look at the verses, you will see one after the other spoken. First, it is karma. What is that? He says, that is this first two verses. Karmana karma nirharo na atyandika mishyade avidatva adhikaritval prayaschitam vimarshanam na ashnada padhyam eva annam vyadhayo abhibhavandihi evam nemagradrajan shanayu kshemaya kalpade. If he takes to this process of karmagandam and karma yogam, eventually shanayu kshemaya kalpade, he will come out of it. Through karma yogam process, he will come escape from that. Then the next two verses, if you look, is about jnana yoga. He says, tapasa brahmacharyena shamena cha damena cha tyagena satya shaujabhyam yemena neyamena cha dehava buddhijam dhira dharmajna shraddhayanvidam kshipanti akham mahadabhi venu gulma vivanala. That he says here, tapasa, austerities and penances, brahmacharyam, control of mind, control of senses, and tyagam means giving up all kinds of sense enjoyment and sticking to the truthfulness, satyam, shaujam, yamam, niyamam, dehavag, buddhijam, dhira, dharmajna, shraddhayanida. And if he has proper shraddha, ക്ഷിപന്തി അഖം മഹാദപി വേണുഗുൽമ വിവാനല. ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് ദി ട്രാൻസ്ഡന്റൽ നോളജ് വിൽ ബിൽഡ് അപ്പ് ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ ആൻഡ് ഫ്രം ദി നോളജ് വിൽ ബി ലൈക് ദി ഫയർ ഇൻ ദ ഫോറസ്റ്റ് ഈ സൈസ് ഇൻ ദ ഫയർ ഓഫ് നോളജ് ഓൾ ഹിസ് സിൻഫുൾ റിയാക്ഷൻസ് വിൽ ബേൺ. സോ ഫസ്റ്റ് അബൌട്ട് കർമ്മയോഗം, ദെൻ അബൌട്ട് ജ്ഞാനയോഗം. ദെൻ ഹി സൈസ് ദർ ആർ അതർ പീപ്പിൾ ഹു ഡസ് നോട്ട് ഫോളോ ഐദർ ഓഫ് ദീസ് ടു. വാട്ട് ഡു ദേ ഡു? കേജിൽ കേവലയ ഭക്തിയ വാസുദേവ പരായണ അഖം ധുന്വന്തി കാർഷ്ണേന നിഹാരമിവ ഭാസ്കര. ദി സിംപ്ലി സറണ്ടർ ടു കൃഷ്ണ, കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി സറണ്ടർ ടു കൃഷ്ണ. കേവലയ ഭക്തിയ വാസുദേവ പരായണ, ദി സറണ്ടർ ടു കൃഷ്ണ. ആൻഡ് ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് വേ വാട്ട് ഡു ദേ ഡു? അഖം ധുന്വന്തി കാർഷ്ണേന ഓൾ ദർ സിൻഫുൾ റിയാക്ഷൻസ് ഗെറ്റ്സ് കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി വൈപ്ഡ് ഔട്ട് സിംപ്ലി ബൈ സറണ്ടറിങ്, വിച്ച് ഇസ് ഭക്തി, which is bhakti. So that surrender is bhakti. That is what bhakti means. Surrender means under all circumstances accepting what Krishna has given in this life without complaint, no matter what happens here. So many circumstances will be unfavorable, come against us, and so many experiences in life will turn our mind off from spiritual life. Even in such situations, without any questioning or complaining, accepting that that is what Krishna wants for me today, and accepting in that way, that is surrender, nothing but surrender it is. And that way, kejil kevalaya bhaktiya vasudeva parayana akham dhunvandi karsnena niharamiva bhaskara, and they get freed from the sinful reactions. So all these three processes are spoken there. So this, and he mentions here that the problem with this is that he also said, you know, this in the 10th verse in the first chapter, he says kujin nivartade abhadral kujit charidal puna prayaschitamatho apartham manye kunjara shauchavad. This Shobhramarshi says, I am particularly not very fond of performing this prayaschitam. Prayaschitta means this atonement. As far as I am concerned, I don't think it is a... In fact, that is opinion of Parikshit also. Parikshit is also saying the same thing. Parikshit is even saying that this atonement business is not making any sense to me. He says, Manye kunjara shauchavat. Just like the elephants example, in the olden days, people had elephants. They maintain many, many elephants, some of them very wealthy people. So these elephants are taken to the river to bathe. And the mahouts, there are three or four of them, some of them, big, huge elephants, hours and hours there to rub their body with the shell of the coconut and all that, and with water, pouring water. They'll be lying in the water comfortably. They enjoy that, the elephant. Such a thick skin and a huge body. And it takes hours for them to bathe. They lie in the water, and these three, four of them will be rubbing this to take away all the dust and dirt from the body. And then they play in the water a lot, and then they will come out of the water. And every day they have to bring the elephant back in front of the owner of the elephant. So before they get there, if they see any dust on the way, with their trunk, they'll take it and throw it all over the body, abhishek with the dust. So the mahouts are very gets upset about that. So they will beg to the elephant, don't do it, at least till you see the master. And if the master sees that he is still dirty, he will check it when you bring the elephant back. He will have a wet cloth and he will wipe out the body and check how much dirt is in the body of the elephant. It's a huge body, isn't it? So if he is clean, then he will be let off. Otherwise, he will get beaten. The mahout. So anyway, so that is why kunjara shaujam. Manye kunjara shaujavat. Kunjara shaujam means this. Elephants bathing. So that's what he's saying here. That so like this elephant bathing, which puts this dust again and covers himself in the dirt. What use that bathing then? What is it benefited? That is what he is saying here. So similarly, this prayaschitam or atonement, he is saying here that what is actually happening is that that by doing this, in a very subtle level, it encourages that person to go and do it again. Because he feels that there is some way of getting out of it, isn't it? So, what will happen then is that he will think that what's the harm in doing some things? If there is a reaction, I can wipe it away with the atonement, doing whatever that is. So, instead of getting that vasana out from inside, that propensity from inside, instead it strengthens in him. That is what he is saying here. Parishit is saying, Shobhramashi is also saying the same thing. So, just like some people, when they get stomach upset, they go to the doctor, and then the doctor asked him what happened. He said, I have eaten so many things and I got upset. And then he gets the medicine. When he gets the medicine, he says, why are you taking the medicine? He says, after the medicine, when it, I got cured, I've got two more marriages coming, want to have the feast. So that kind of mood, waiting for another opportunity to enjoy again. That vasana inside, to enjoy the feast or enjoy different kinds of food, whatever it is, that in a subtle level in all of us, isn't it? So therefore he is willing to do any kind of austerity. So we can look at our own life and see that, is that not the way it has happened in our life too? In our life also, we learned a lot in this way, by going through this kind of problems in life and suffering from that, isn't it? So, basically, this atonement or austerity what we perform in life is only for acquiring further strength to engage in another sinful activity. Whether it is eating or sleeping or whatever, all other issues in life, it's only to strengthen our capacity to do that sinful activity again. That's how it happens in life. So Shubhramashi says to Parikshit, that is true. Karma Yogam is not good enough. And Jnana Yogam, he mentions there, Dehavag Buddhijam Dhira Dharmajna Shradhayanvidam Kshipandi Akham Mahadabi Venugulmam Ivanalam. So, Jnana Yogam is there. What is Jnana Yogam? That is that verse, 13th verse, Jnana Yogam. Jnana Yogam, what happens? With your power of self-inquiry, you are asking, who is doing the sinful activity? Is it not? That's what you do. In the, like everything, you are asking the question, who is the person who is doing the sinful activity? Because, body is doing the activity. And, how can it be, body is doing something, how can the soul responsible for that, for the reaction of the bodily sinful activity? So therefore, if you are fixed in the state as Brahmam, suppose you are Brahmanishta, or if you are established in Brahmam, then that person doesn't have any sinful reaction. But you have to be established in Brahman. Not that, oh, I am Brahman, just saying by lips is not good enough. Suppose you are completely established in Brahman, then whatever you do, sinful activity, pious activity, no matter what happens, that separation is so clear between the body and the self. And you are the self, you are so established in the truth. Therefore, whatever happens through the body will not have any effect in us. That is Jnana Yoga. This is the Jnana Margam. So, they give the example that suppose I did something in my dream state and the distress comes, as soon as I woke up, I don't experience that. The reaction of my activities, the distress that has come to me in the deep dream state, as soon as I woken up, it's gone. Similarly, if I woken up to the platform of the soul and if I'm realized who I am, then whatever that is happening in the body in the vacant state also won't affect me. Because I have woken up from the dream state to vacant state, the miseries I was experiencing in the dream state does not bother me in the vacant state. Is it not? Similarly, if I have woken up from the vacant state to my identity of the self as Atma, if I have realized who I am, and if I am in that state, then whatever is happening I am doing with this body in the vacant state will not have any impact in me, because I am not the body anymore. I left the body once for all. That is what Jnanamargam. Jnanamargam is that. Similarly, this material, our vacant state, is a long dream. From the point of view of the Jnani, this is a long dream that we are going through. So, waking up from this dream, of the vacant state of dream, is called self-realization or Jnanam, knowledge. And then there is no sinful reactions. So, that we have to agree, there is no problem with that. At that time, Parikshit Maharaj asked, how many people can do that? It's not such a simple thing to get established in the self like that. How many people can do that? Out of crores and crores of people, possibly one person may get that stage, and who is qualified to have Jnana Yogam, success. And whereas, to get escape from the sinful reactions and get ourselves out, get purified, that everybody needs in this world. Everybody needs in this world. So, you have to give us some choice by which anyone and everyone can come out of this situation. And you have to give me some solution for that. Parikshit is asking that question. So, when Parikshit mentioned like that, Shuga Brahmarshi decided to speak. He had to speak. And Shuga Brahmarshi is very miser with words and with substance also. And only if it is absolutely essential, he will say something. Otherwise, he could have spoken in the beginning itself about bhakti. He didn't say that. But what did he do? He spoke about karma yogam. And he was thinking that, let it come to that stage, let Parikshit ask me that question, that he can't handle this, he can't handle that, then we'll talk about bhakti. Because bhakti is not easy. Even though we say that, we think that bhakti is available to everybody, we say like that. Is it not? But bhakti, proper bhakti to understand from Shuga Brahmarshi, when you understand bhakti from him, then you will see that it is not anyway a lot easier than any other yoga process, isn't it? So, because Parikshit Maharaj kept pushing this, pushing it, to want a solution, because what should one do when one is in that situation? In that case, I'll tell you what you have to do, he said. That is how he puts it about bhakti. Because generally in the Bhagavad Gita also, it's only karma yoga, jnana yoga. It's not bhakti yoga that is spoken. Bhakti is a... is in everything you need bhakti. Whether it is karma yogam, you need bhakti. Whether it is jnana yogam, you need bhakti. Bhakti is necessary for, in spiritual life, is you need bhakti all the time. So, Shuga Brahmarshi, first, like in the Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, remember, in the fourth chapter, what did he say? When he said that, sa evam ayadeda yoga prokta puratina. He says there that in the beginning itself of the fourth chapter, dvida nishta pura prokta mayan ka. Jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yoginam. Krishna is also doing exactly what Shuga Brahmarshi is doing here. See that? First he spoke about karma yogam and then he spoke about jnana yogam. These are the two processes. Bhakti you don't have to discuss separately as a yoga system. Whichever yoga process you follow, bhakti is a part of that. So, because bhakti means surrender. And without surrendering to Krishna, whether you practice karma yoga, jnana yoga, it won't work either. So surrender is a necessity, but at the same time the process is jnanam and karmam. So what he said, Krishna says there, jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yoginam. He mentioned, not even a reference to bhakti there. So here also, same process. Shukla Brahmarshi says there is a process of Karma Yoga and there is a process of Jnana Yoga. But then, suppose somebody cannot do either of them, then what is the option left is to become serious in bhakti. That is why he says there like that. So only when Parikshit Maharaj pushed it further and further, what should one do if one cannot follow the Karma Yoga? One cannot follow the Jnana Yoga. And because in Shukla Brahmarshi's thinking is like this, majority of the people in this world are not qualified for either of them. And Karma Yoga has this problem that eventually it is not completely solving the problem. In the sense that to execute Karma Yoga properly is very difficult, first thing. That means there is no Kartrutva Bhoktrutvam, no Ragadvesham. How many people can do that in this world? And when Jnana Yoga comes, you have to have that extreme Vairagyam in a person to follow the Jnana Yoga process. Who has got that either? So thinking about, looking at all these things, Parikshit is saying that this is not a really practical solution to ordinary people. Because he's thinking about ordinary people and he's saying this, that is there any other way one can come out of this misery? That is when Shukla Brahmarshi is saying, Kejil kevalaya bhaktiya, simply by bhakti. But that bhakti has to be proper bhakti. You can't do any nonsense and put a sticker bhakti there. We are bhakti. Then put a sticker there and say that I am following bhakti. That won't work. Kejil kevalaya bhaktiya. And what is the qualification for that? Vasudeva bharayana. Completely surrender to Krishna. All the time. Surrendering. Nothing but surrender. Akham dhunyandi karsniyena. And in that way, removing all the reactions from inside. Niharam eva bhaskara. Like when the sun rises, how the fog disappears. Similarly, all his sinful reactions disappears because of bhakti. But that bhakti has to be the bhakti what Shukla Brahmarshi is talking about in the Bhagavadam. Like you remember about the first class devotee, second class devotee. Kapila Vasudeva talks bhakti yogam. And later on, the Navayogis talks about bhakti yogam. That style of bhakti. If one reaches that state of bhakti, then the even in the jnanam and karmam, if there is some the imperfections, Krishna will take care of that. That is how it is. Krishna will take care of that. So, all their sinful reactions are burned, he says here, through their bhakti. That's what he is saying here. Kevalaya bhaktiya. Simply by bhakti alone. That means without sufficient help from the Karma Yogam or Jnana Yogam or Vairagyam, but by bhakti. Why? Bhakti. And by bhakti, he says like that. Parikshit was satisfied with that. Because Parikshit had total surrender, isn't it? When the crunch came, he was ready for it. Threw away everything, all his palace and all of the opulences, position, power, everything, threw away. Walked into Ganga River and surrendered to Krishna there. So for Parikshit that is enough. What is spoken is enough. But for us it's not enough. So that is why Vasudeva Parayana. This Vasudeva Parayana, it's a very serious word in that verse. Vasudeva is the Parayana, Paramam Ayanam. Final shelter. Total and final shelter is Vasudeva. And with that mind, a person who is in that state, him with his bhakti, he kills all his sinful reactions. All his sinful reactions. In other words, somebody has to become Vasudeva Parayana. Has to become Vasudeva Parayana. So Parikshit Maharaj's question is now, that how far one should have that bhakti? To what extent? So at that time, Shukla Brahmarshi says to Parikshit like this. Because Parikshit wanted to understand that, what is that stage of bhakti? So Subramashri says to him that, don't get frightened about this. I will explain that to you very clearly, what it is that bhakti means. So we'll discuss after a few minutes. Cheto darpanam arjanam vaumaha dava agni nirvavanam shreyakaidava chandriga vidaranam vidhyavadhu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pradipada purna amrita swadanam sarvaka swavanam varam vijayade shri krishna sankirtanam namnam agari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpida nimida smaranena kalam edadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamabhi Turdeva Vidrishamihajani Nanuragaham Tranarabi Shunichena Tarorabi Sahishtuna Manina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Madanam Madanam Nasundarim Kavitamba Jagadisha Kamai Mamajanmani Janmani Shwari Madad Bhaktirahai Tugitvai Jakingaram Patidamam Shami Bhavam Budau Kripaya tava pada pangajastida duli sadrasham vichindaya jalada shudharaya vadanam pulagayar nijitam kadavabhu tavannama grahane bhavishyati nimeshena chakshusha pravishayidam shunyayidam jagal sarvam govinda virahe name ashlishyava padaradam pinashtumam Adarshanam or Mahadam Karotua Yatha Tadava Vidha Dulam Bado Malprana Nathas to Nayevana Param. In the Bhagavad Gita, you will see one verse. I don't know which chapter it is. Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam Edal jnanam iti proktam ajnanam tadananyatha. There is a verse, a very interesting verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam tattva jnanartha darshanam edal jnanam iti proktam ajnanam tadananyatha. It is a very a categorical statement from Krishna. He is saying that one should be fixed up in Adhyalpa Jnanam. Adhyalpa Jnanam means spiritual knowledge. And for that, he says, what it will do is Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. Philosophy is for that purpose. Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. Darshanam means philosophy. Tattva Jnanartham, for the sake of proper knowledge. We consider we have got knowledge, but actually, in Krishna's point of view, we don't have any knowledge. We are, as far as Krishna is concerned, that as we were discussing, that the when material situations becomes problematic, if you are getting disturbed over that, that means Tattva Jnanam is not there. You may have knowledge of so many things in this world, but Tattva Jnanam is not there. Science and modern science and scientific knowledge can't help there. You require Darshanam. That is why Krishna is saying there that Edal jnanam idi proktam, and that is Krishna calls it as jnanam. Everything else is ajnanam tadananyatha. Everything else is ajnanam. As far as Krishna is concerned, everything else is ajnanam. If this knowledge of the way Krishna has taught us about the body, about the mind, about the intelligence, about the senses, and what we are, who we are, and our position in this world, the way Krishna has explained that, we have to follow that. We can't follow what the science is telling us, or the psychiatrist is telling us, or the anatomy is telling us, or physiology is telling us. If you follow that route, then you have to pay for it, the price. But what Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam is doing to us is that understand this body like the way Krishna has spoken about it. Is it not? Krishna has said us, told us that repeatedly, that this body is five material elements, mind, intelligence and false ego, one package. Then the self, separate package. These two things are not compatible. This has come from the Prakriti, this has come from Krishna. And what has come from Krishna is eternal. It never go through any misery, no suffering, nothing. Eternity, blissful knowledge is the nature of this vastu. that vastu always subject to death, misery, problems, everything comes from these eight. So this is what is called tattva jnanam. If we look at ourselves in that way, then we won't have that misery like the way we feel. Whereas if it is conditioned by the modern education, then we won't accept this, we will go with that. And that is not tattva jnanam. That is what Krishna is saying in that verse. Adhyatma jnanam nityatvam. Nityatvam means always, all the time. Adhyatma jnanam. To look at everything from the spiritual side. And tattva jnanam artha darshanam. And you have that darshanam, the philosophy to support that tattva jnanam. Edal jnanam iti proktam. That is called knowledge, Krishna says. Ajnanam tadananyatha. Everything else is ignorance as far as Krishna is concerned. So, we have to come to that. Otherwise, and when there is no tattva jnanam, what will happen is, if this tattva jnanam is not there, even if for 40 years or 50 years if you have chanted Hare Krishna, when once some problem comes, you will be in serious trouble. You see, otherwise what is the point in discussing all these things? Krishna is making it very clear that you may have done a lot of sadhana, you may have done a lot of austerities, lot of penances, but if tattva jnanam is not there, then you will find it difficult to stand in spiritual life, to stay in spiritual life. In spiritual life you will get easily shaken and you will go one day. It is not the same as an accidental fall down. Accidental fall down is due to vasana sometimes it happens. That's a different thing. But if you lose your faith in spiritual life, then it is very difficult to build it back again. Because you are always looking at your own life and all experience and analyzing it. Oh, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Because you have no tattva jnanam. That is why you are finding it difficult to accept it. That's the way it is to be understood. That's why so many books are written on that, to prepare ourselves for spiritual existence in the spiritual life. So many books are written for that reason. Yeah. So, no, that's okay. So, the important thing is this, that tattva jnanam, and tattva jnanam does not mean you have realized the self. That is another step later. Realizing the self means getting established in the truth. Know who you are. But still you don't know who you are. But tattva jnanam is that first step in that spiritual life. So, coming back to Ajamila's story. There are so many different episodes in the Bhagavadam which one has to look at carefully and see that how that will strengthen a person's to give us some insight into a personality like Ajamila. Ajamila knows everything. He was well trained. He was coming from a good situation in his home, family life. Parents have taught him everything. He knew Shastram, but he fell. Why did he fall? There was some vasana inside which he couldn't resist. That came out when a favorable situation came. At that time, tattva jnanam didn't help him. He wasn't, because sometimes it is like that. We will never know about spiritual life, how anything will turn out to anybody, in anyone's situation. So, here, we'll go back to this. So, Kejil Kevalaya Bhaktiya Vasudeva Parayana Akham Dhunvandika Arsnena Niharam Iva Bhaskara. So, after taking birth, he says, and you will see there, after he talked about Karma Yoga first, then he talked about Jnana Yoga. And then when Parikshit pushed again, saying that both have got its own problems, Karma Yoga has its problem. That means you have to be free from Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer should not be there in Karma Yoga. And Ragadvesham should not be there. Only then Karma Yoga will work. These four things are important. That's why in the first six chapters in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is hitting at that very carefully. He's spoken about that. So, Karma Yoga has its problem. So, then alternatively, Krishna spoke about the Jnana Yoga. And in the Jnana Yoga, you can see Dehava, Buddhi, Jabasa, Brahmacharyena, Shamena, Jadamena, Cha, Tyagena, Satya, Shaujabhyam, Yamena, Yamena, Cha. Dehavag buddhi jandhira dharmajnya shardhaya nivida kshibandhi akham mahalabhi venugulma vivanala. That venugulma vivanala. Because of the fire of knowledge is such, is giving the example, the fire of the knowledge. How is that? Venugulmam Ivanala. Venugulmam Ivanala means in the thick forest, where does the fire starts first? Bamboo. You know, bamboo trees, if you looked at the bamboo tree, you will see, they'll be standing, many bamboos will be standing like this. When there is a strong wind, they will rub each other. This we are talking about natural fire, not somebody has set fire to it. But in a thick forest, this happens. If you look into the big mountains and all, where there's a thick forest, in the summertime what happens is, if there is a wind, these bamboo, it has got this habit of catching fire very quickly. Only thing is, it needs a strong wind, two bamboos will rub each other, sparks begin from that. Bamboos will start burning from one that to the next bamboo, and another bamboo tree or other trees which is nearby, and then the whole fire spreads everywhere. So that is what he is saying here. Shubandyagam mahadabi vedugulmam ivanala. In the fire, in the power of the wind, how it starts burning the bamboo. Similarly, in the fire of the knowledge, all your so-called sinful reactions, sinful activities, it burns. It can't have any effect because the knowledge is so strong. The fire of knowledge is so strong. So that is Jnana Marga. Then when he, Parikshit asked him that, is there any other way except these two? That is when he said, Kejil kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunyandi karsniena niharam yobhaskara. And then he says there that, Sagran Manak, 19th verse, Sagran Manak Krishna Balaravindayor Niveshidam Dalgunarahiha Nadeyamam Pasha Brudaschadal Bhadan Sapne Vipashyandhi Chirnanashkradaha. He says, Sagran Manak Krishna Balaravindayor, if somebody has taken Krishna's shelter, Sakrit means at least once. If he has remembered Krishna. And there is some problem there also. Krishna Badaravindayor Niveshitam, it says. Sakran Mana Krishna Badaravindayor Niveshitam. But if you remember Krishna's in a very heartfelt way, that you have to take shelter. Krishna shelter. Not that I tell Krishna, Krishna, I have taken your shelter. Simply saying like that won't help. It has to come from inside. Inside. That means the inside has to be burning inside to surrender. Surrender to Krishna has to be like Uttaradevi did. When Parikshit was burning inside, how Uttaradevi surrendered to Krishna? And similarly, how Ambarish surrendered to Krishna? When Durvasa Maharshi cursed him, and how Gajendra surrendered to Krishna, that kind of surrender has to happen. That is what he's saying here. Sakran Mana, once is enough, he's saying. Sakran Mana, once is enough. Krishna Badaravindayor Niveshitam. But surrender has to be there like the way they have done it. So, because he said, once it's enough, he says. Shubramarshi is saying this, you have to be careful. When he says, he is used to saying like this, once is enough, he will say. But for us, million times is not enough for us. So, because when he says something like that, without bhakti, Shubramarshi cannot think about Krishna. Krishna's lotus feet. That is how close Krishna and Shubramarshi is. In Shubramarshi's thoughts, Krishna is always inside, he is fully conscious who is inside him. Remember that. So always, when he remembers Krishna, he remembers like that, not the way we remember Krishna. So only those who are in that state can remember Krishna in that way. But it's difficult to understand that mood of Shubramarshi with relationship with Krishna. But Sakrit, that word has a lot of power in there. Sakriteva prapannaya. You will see this kind of statements in the Ramayanam also sometimes. It says in Ramayanam, the word Rama, you have to say only once. The name is so powerful that it will remove all your sinful activities and reactions from that. Isn't it? So here also it says once is enough. If you remember Krishna, that's enough. Sakran mana Krishna padara vindayor. Only once if you remember Krishna, that's enough. You say, then, okay, if I say, oh, I'll remember once Krishna, and after that I finish now. Has everything gone now? It's not like that. Because if you have properly remembered Krishna's lotus feet once, you will have a desire to remember again second time. It will drag you into it again. Krishna will pull you that. That is how powerful that lotus feet is. So you can't stop it after remembering him once. But Krishna is here, Shobramashi is saying here, that once you have remembered Krishna, you don't have any more sinful reactions. Then, and then you will not have to go back to the hellish planets. Shobramashi is saying there, that Sagranmana Krishna, but provided you have taken Krishna's shelter once properly. Sakranmana Krishna Padara Vindayor Niveshidam Dad Gunarahiha Nateyamam Pasha Brudascha Talpadan Swapnevi Pashyandihi Chirna Nishkradaham. Then he's saying here, Nameyamam Pasha Brudascha Talpadan. Yamadharma Raja's servants will never be able to come closer to him if he has remembered Krishna once in life. But that has to be a proper remembrance of Krishna, isn't it? So, because if you have remembered him once, he's saying there that all your sinful reactions goes away if you have remembered Krishna once. But we can't remember that at the moment because of our vasanas and chitavrittis inside. Even now when we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are thinking, is the person called Krishna exist? Where is he? With all doubts and all kinds of questions, we are still chanting the holy name. We are chanting, no doubt. But we don't have the faith in the Krishna's protective power, protective capacity. That is why we are looking for alternatives, isn't it? Sometimes people ask this question old age comes, and when old age comes, if something happens to the husband or wife, they are dependent mutually each other, and if something happens, the other person is in trouble. So what is the solution? Solution is this, that we have come, we got all this marriage, children, everything after coming here. Before we came here, who was looking after? Everybody. When we were in the womb of the mother, who looked after us? Did we make previous arrangements before we came there? That we are going to get some food? Somebody was making arrangement for us there, was it not? And when you came out of the womb of the mother, we didn't know that there was a father and mother waiting to take care of us. So who arranged all that? So that faith is necessary in life all the way through. That if something goes wrong in life, Krishna is there to take shelter of. He has looked after them. Did he say that I will not look after you are grown up? Did he say anywhere like that in the Bhagavad Gita or in the Srimad Bhagavatam? Or did he say that after you leave the body, I won't look after you, only when you are in the body, I'll take care of you? No. Krishna is saying to us, in the before and after the death, before the birth and after the death, and all the way through this passage in this world, there's only Krishna who is looking after us, nobody else. There's nobody else looking after us. But because of our faith in the world, we don't have faith in Krishna. We have faith in the world and our arrangements. That is why we have the problem. When we have faith in our money, protective power of the wealth, power of our friends, family, society and all that, we tend to think that that is our shelter and that is where things go wrong. And that is what we have to learn from. This is what Tattvajnana means. Tattvajnana means that Krishna is giving shelter. Who is saying Krishna is not? Problems will come in life. That is prarabdham. That we can't do anything about it. But to solve that problem, the way Krishna wants to solve that problem is more beneficial than the way we want to solve that problem. That faith is necessary. So here also you can see here that that is why, because we have no faith in Krishna, when problems comes, we can see how we act in this world. You see now. Similarly, how we have no faith in Krishna, even though we are chanting Hare Krishna. We have no faith in the holy name of Ramachandra, even though we are chanting Ramchandra's name. That is why when they say, make these statements in the Bhagavatam and Ramayanam and all, if you chant once, it's enough. We are saying, but chant, like, how do you chant? With that faith behind. So Bhagavatam is saying, if once you have remembered Krishna in that way, then you don't, all your sinful reactions have gone, you don't have to go to sinful, to the hellish planets. So, and then after that, Shiva Brahmashi says to him, as an example to that, I'll tell you a story, he says. I'll tell you a story, an example of that. And that is how this Ajamila story comes in the Bhagavatam. And if you hear this story properly, he says, you will understand what I am saying. Because earlier, Shiva Brahmarshi told him that I will make it clear for you what it means, that there is nothing to worry about it. There is shelter, there is protection, guaranteed. But that bhakti, what kind of bhakti, to what degree you need that bhakti, that I will make it clear, he said earlier to Parikshit. And now he is saying, he has spoken this, that to what extent that bhakti surrender is there. That's what he is saying there, isn't it? Sakran mana Krishna padara vindayor niveshidam tad gunarahi yairiha nadeyamam pasha pradascha dal bhadan sapnevi pashyandihi chirna nishkradaham sapnevi pashyandihi. Even in your dream it cannot happen, he said. That is how that guarantee is, that Krishna shelter is. But that, to get that stage, we have to have that faith, which we don't. Therefore, all these problems. So, and in order to explain that, how this happened in one instance, Shiva Brahmarshi brings this story of Ajamila there. Story of Ajamila. And this story of Ajamila, Shiva Brahmarshi is saying here, I have heard this story from who? Agastya. Remember, if you look at the third chapter, you will see at the end that itihasam imam guhyam. This incident of, because when they are all rishis, aren't they? Shiva Brahmarshi is a rishi, Maharishi. Agastya is a rishi. They talk to each other. And when they talk, this is how they talk, this incidents. Itihasam imam guhyam Bhagavan Kumbhasambhava. Agastya Maharshi, a famous rishi like him, kathayamasa malayam asino harimarchayan, that Malayaparvatam, where he performs his penances. Who? Agastya. Agastya performs penances in Malayaparvatam. Agastya is a very small person, like Vamanamurti, 1 or 2 feet tall. many great personalities who have seen Agastya going into the temple, coming out of the temple, and things like that. So, but everybody can't see him. They are rishis. So, Agastya Maharshi has spoken about this to Shiva Brahmarshi, and Shiva Brahmarshi is mentioning this to him. And they are not talking like the way we talk. When Agastya Maharshi talks something, he's talking from his own they are the personalities whom Brahma has given the transcendental knowledge freely to them. Isn't it? It is through them we have received all the knowledge of the knowledge of the self. If they were not there, how can we say that all this is written in the books is true? They are the living examples of that. Living examples. And it is through them this Vedic tradition has survived in this world. Agastya, Shiva Brahmarshi, Sri Narada Maharshi, all of Vasishtha, all of them, 4 Kumara, Sanaga, Sananda, Sanadana, Sanat Kumara, they are the key people in upholding this Vedic knowledge. It is through them it survived throughout the history, throughout the life. Ramachandra and Krishna are personalities who came through their traditions. And that is how we see that. We don't see that, oh, Krishna has spoken this. No, prior to Krishna has spoken, Krishna has revealed that to them before. Way before, Krishna has spoken 5,000 years ago in the Kurukshetram. This knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is known to them before, way before it was written in the 700 verses book form and published by the Gita Press and came to this world. Way before that, this knowledge was with them, with the rishis. So you can see that rishis had this knowledge way, way before. We can say millions of years before. They are living for such a long time. All these Bharadwaja Maharshi, who are, you can see Ramachandran on his way through the forest, he says to Sita Devi and Lakshmana, that what a good opportunity I've got now to associate with these rishis in the forest. And he goes into Bharadwaja's ashram, he goes into Atrimarshi's ashram, and several other Agasimarshi's ashram. From different places, Ramchandra is discussing spiritual life with them. You can see that. So therefore, Vedavyasa Maharshi, Shukabrahmarshi, they all, when they say like this, they don't talk in a very casual way. Very serious matter they are talking, and very precise they will be what they are talking about. It won't be like our stories. We pick up one story someplace, and then we tell somebody else, he says, oh, I don't trust anything what you say. He says, story is gone. Then our stories are like that, the way we talk stories. And here, again, one story will have 100 versions also. We will pull out 100 versions of the same story. And then we will argue about it. This, how can this happen? How can that happen? This shows our state of mind, how poor we are in our understanding of spiritual life. Whereas when Shukabrahmarshi says there, I heard this from Agastya. You can take it for granted that they had a very serious talk about it. And in that serious meeting, this must have transpired. Again, Shruti Gita you can see. What happens there? Sri Narada Maharshi says, I went to, which planet was that? He went to a higher planet, one of them. That is where this discussion happened between the Kumaras and him. And I heard this, he said, Vedas personified prayers. Remember that? In the, one of them, yeah. Hmm? Yeah, Shruti Gita was spoken there. Not Satyalokam, there was another planet, he said, you can see in the 87th chapter, in the beginning itself, it mentions there. So, when they are speaking to each other, they are not like the way we talk to each other about stories. They have very serious and very precise understanding of things. So, coming back to this, so here, you can see that he says to him that if you hear this story, he says to Parikshit, who Shukabrahmarshi says to him, that you will feel satisfied. You will be satisfied by that. Why Parikshit had the problem? Parikshit was saying that if you remember him once, all your sinful reactions will be burned. That's what Shukabrahmarshi is saying. And Parikshit was not fully satisfied with that answer. He says, because the reason is, remembering something is a little difficult thing. It's not an easy thing. And that is why when he said, to remember Krishna like that, it's not easy. When you say you remember Krishna, what does that mean? Is that the form? No, it's not the form. Form anybody can remember. Say for example, every morning if you come to Bhaktivedanta Manor, you will see at least 10 mobile phones operating there, taking photographs. Krishna's and Radharani. One after the other. Do you think that they are all remembering Krishna? What do they remember? That is not what remembrance means. Remembrance means that that is the rubam that you are taking into a picture, and through one sense you are observing that and it has some impact inside you, whatever that may be. I'm not saying that it has no effect. But this marana, what we are saying here, which is something more than that, it's not just seeing a form. If you remember, Kunti Devi said to Krishna, Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bi shravana smarana rahani karishya nidigejana. Shravana and smarana, these two things. Hearing and remembering. It's not like remembering anything, like in this world we remember many things, all useless things, we remember that very carefully, keep it in our head. But that kind of remembrance is not what we are talking about. Shravana smarana rahani karishya nidigejana. Kunti Devi said like that there. So here, it is a little difficult, particularly time of death. Yeah, you have no control on the situation, have you? What happens at that time? And if it was in your control, you could have done something about it. But we know very well, when death comes, Even death doesn't have to come. We have to get sick a little bit. That's enough. How Krishna conscious we are, it will prove at that time. Is it not? You can see how our so-called faith and strength in spiritual life, how jet fizzles out at that point. So because at the time of death is so uncertain about everything, our capabilities to remember Krishna or even to surrender to Krishna and even to think about Krishna at that time may not happen. Will not happen. May not happen. We are trying everything externally to create a situation by bringing all our devotee friends together. Tell them, you come and chant for me, I'll come and chant for you. Like this, making arrangements. And also, the death squad will come and try to help you out in the time of death. Nobody can help us. Nobody can help us because they may be doing everything externally. Inside what is going on, who knows? You may be thinking something else. Some other thoughts will come. Why? Because you have no control on your own situation at that time. So that is why he is saying here. But so that Parikshit is aware of that this can happen. So that is why Parikshit is asking, pushing this again and again. What should I do? What should I do? He is asking this. It will appear as though Parikshit has no faith. No, that's not the reason. Parikshit understands the problem related to this approach. That just remember Krishna, that's enough. But he knows at the time of death what will happen. Nobody knows what will happen. Even he knows himself that he is sitting there without food and drink and without rest. Will that be the same strength he will have at the end of the seventh day when he started the Prayopavesham? Is it not? You can imagine that. First day, gone. Feel bad. By second day, if a thought of the food comes and you are not, don't have, because all these things is based on our ego. How strong your ego is, accordingly you can do all these things. Is it not? It's not based on the surrender. You have to remember that. That when we perform austerities in life or penances, it's all based on the ego. If your ego is strong, ego means not in the bad way, your what we call it as willpower or whatever you call it in that way. It is that Jiva's strength, it's based on Jiva's strength you are doing that. But Jiva is not strong. When the difficulty comes in life, at least at that point you will know how strong we are. We are very, very weak at that point. And especially after a few days, no food, no drink, no sleep. You're like crazy situation. Like we know very well what it is like in this world, isn't it? When we don't get our prasadam one time, we get upset. Or sleep, we get upset. How weak we are, because the body is so influenced in our life. So it is at that time that Parikshit asked this question again, and Shukha Brahmarshi decided to answer that with this story of Ajamila. He wanted to make it clear to him that that you don't even have to remember Krishna. He says, provided you can chant the holy name. Or you can chant the holy name. That he says, and if that happens, the holy name, all sinful reactions will not have any effect. Because you know that this Yamaduda, when we talk about, what are they actually? Yamadudas mean whatever sinful activities we have done with our body, with our mind and with our words, they take a personal form and they come and get us into, and it's not that they come from plane from somewhere else. Nobody comes from anywhere else. These three things, our sinful activities, what we have performed with the body, with the mind and with our words, Trividha Karanam, that is called, they take a personified form and frighten us, and it is those three that put the ropes and pulls us from the body. So that is how we have to understand that. So all the and he is saying here, Shukha Brahmarshi is saying here, that if you have chanted the holy name properly at the time of death, then you will never see those three persons who will come. That is why those three persons, body, mind and the words. So all the distress what we experience in life is all the representatives of this Yamadharma Raja. For example, due to poverty, you know, and similarly due to serious or chronic illnesses, similarly separation from the members of the family, they all leaving you one after the other, and all these things brings a lot of distress in life. You feel lost in this world. Often it happens, isn't it? All of them are representatives of this Dharmaraja, Yama Dharmaraja. What does this mean? What it means is that even without any knowledge, if at the time of death, if that holy name has come on the lips, then such a person will not experience any distress in this world. And it is for that purpose this story is going to be spoken. We have to study this story in detail, because only then you will understand the subtleties of that, what Shukha Brahmarshi is talking about, which we'll do it tomorrow. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.